and beyond. In-store only. Offer ends 8/31/19 while supplies last.
We're there for you. Insurance companies often say that, but there's one company that actually is there for you. AAA Insurance comes from the same people who are out on the road with you. Auto and home insurance that sets things right again with quick and easy claims. Insurance as dependable and helpful as those extremely dependable and helpful AAA tow trucks. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local AAA store or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more.
Best friends are like...
It's Super Saturday!
At JCPenney?
Yes!
Oh, okay, I'm grabbing my keys and my good yoga pants.
Ooh!
For 72 hours only, this Friday through Sunday, shop the Super Saturday sale. Select Arizona jeans and joggers for kids, juniors, or guys are buy one, get one free. And so's our entire stock of towels. Plus, get an extra 10 off $25 purchase with your coupon waiting in the app wallet. JCPenney. Offers valid 8 to 8/4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Welcome to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Rob Motti with Joe Stazak. This is a first, Joe.
Very first inaugural show with my man Rob Motti. How are you, pal?
Get to team up, man, and we get to do this till 10 p.m. tonight. I've been running around. I've hit about 4 or 5 Eagles practices. I've done a bunch of the Phillies games, including last night's Phillies game, which is the worst possible scenario, and I'm so glad I wasn't on this morning because I'm ready to hit that send button and file my story. Two outs, two strikes. Hit. Two outs, two strikes. One more time. Alvarez, get this game out. Nope. It goes in 15.
Debacle.
15 innings. But you know what? I enjoyed it because I got to see Vince Velasquez throw.
How great was he?
He was so much fun last night. He really was.
He was box office.
You see that guy doing the things that he did out there, the two throws, the diving catch, and then afterwards, he was just, even though they lost the game, it was hard like to contain his excitement. He felt like a kid. He's like, I finally got to play the field. He's like, oh, I want to go out there.
He wasn't scared.
You know what he did one year? As a junior in high school, he had bone spurs in his pitching elbow. So he played that entire season as a left-handed center fielder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, incredible athlete. The game was wild. I know there were a lot of decisions, and we'll get into all that stuff. But we want to start off with the team that everyone's talking about going to the Super Bowl. And we've done, you and I have done separate shows on this topic, Super Bowl or bust, and got to ask Doug Peterson that question. Some people took exception to why asking Doug Peterson Super Bowl or bust questions on the first day of training camp. I mean, that's what we all think, right? We all think it's Super Bowl or bust. But what I've been seeing, and it's hard when they're in pads and they're starting to hit, and tomorrow night's the first open practice, it's really hard to get a great feel for what you think you're going to see. We analyze and dissect each play in training camp to the point where, like, I don't know as a consumer how many people really want to know that the Cody Kessler just hit the fourth string tight end on a 16-yard pass going over the middle. Right,
I think the fans do more than we do. I can't stand it, to be honest.
What do I
care about Rasul Douglas, a couple picks and against Carson Wentz, and everyone's like freaking out. Carson Wentz threw a couple picks. They're in shorts and shells, guys. Relax.
I'm with you. I don't engage in that. So when I'm there, I'm watching.
Right.
Occasionally, I'll tweet out like, okay, I just saw Carson throw a nice 50-yard play, or I just saw Camus pick whatever it is. By the way, Camus Grugier-Hill went down today.
Ooh.
But it doesn't appear that it's going to be a serious injury, which is very important to the linebacking core because they're kind of thin. And at the same time, he's having a nice camp.
Yes, he is.
He's having a nice camp.
He had a pick the other day, and I'm getting into this a little bit. We'll get into it. Carson Wentz was chasing him down. He ended up stiff-arming Carson Wentz. What is he doing chasing?
Yeah.
Why is he chasing anybody?
It was kind of like it wasn't a hard hit or anything like that, but he was chasing him, and still, they just ran him out of bounds. You're right. I don't want him running after anybody. I don't want him doing anything like that. But one of the guys who I've seen that's been a standout in training camp, and like you said, it's just training camp. It's shorts and shells. Even though they're now they got the pads on, and,
sure,
and there's some live periods, and there's some 11-on-11s and all that stuff. Is Miles Sanders, the rookie running back, who we didn't get to see much of at all in the OTAs and throughout the offseason because he was being held out.
Had the hammy,
yeah, with the injury. Now that he's back, and now that he's on the field in training camp, he's looked really good to the point where he's been so impressive that we think that he might actually be a guy that gets more than initially I thought. Well, all right, maybe he gets a handful, maybe he's out on the field for 8-9. He might end up splitting some duties with Jordan Howard. So I was thinking about this, and it led me to, I was actually asked this question, Joe. I did an interview on a national show a couple days ago, and the question that was asked of me, I wanted to relay it because I think it's a good one, is this. Other than take Carson out of the equation, we expect this offense to be dynamic, but take him out of the equation because, of course, he's important to this team's success. Without Carson Wentz and now without the cushion of having Nick Foles as your backup, you take Carson Wentz out of it, this dynamic offense suddenly isn't dynamic anymore. But who do you think, and I want to ask you this, and I want to ask our callers as we kick off the show tonight, who do you think is the most important player on that offense other than Carson Wentz? Who's going to be the most integral guy to the team's success this season? We know they have a lot of weapons. DeSean Jackson, Nelson Aguilar with Alshon Jeffrey, Dallas Goedert with Zach Ertz is the double tight end set. They brought in Jordan Howard now, Miles Sanders. They still have Corey Clement. They have a lot of weapons. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside inside the red zone is somebody. There's a lot of weapons on this team. And, of course, that offensive line. Who do you think is the most important player, the most integral guy to that offense's success outside of number 11?
You asking me?
I'm asking
not
you,
the
Joe.
Audience. All right. I don't think it's close. I think Jordan Howard is the...
Jordan Howard.
Absolutely. I mean, they have to get the running game back on track. 2 years ago, top three. They were number three. They would have been number one had it not been for the Dallas game, last game of the year, where they lost 6-0. They need to get the running game back on track. They were near the bottom last year, albeit they had some injuries. Josh Adams was the team's leading rusher. Jordan Howard, I think he's an elite player. Maybe a little under elite, but he was very productive in Chicago. I know, and I can't stand going over this again, his numbers declined. He's not like he's 36 and his numbers are falling off a cliff. He had to share a lot of time with Tariq Cohen last year, and Tariq Cohen had a very nice year. 9 touchdowns still last year for Jordan Howard.
What's that tell you? When a guy doesn't, he's sharing time, yet he get 9 touchdowns, a lot of touchdowns.
Nine touchdowns, big time.
He's got a nose for that end zone.
He has 24 touchdowns in 3 seasons. 24 touchdowns.
That's a nice total.
That's a nice total. His best year was 2016, his rookie year, where he averaged over 5 yards a carry. He was down last year, but it's not like he's down because his age is catching up to him. I think he's going to be fine in this offense, and I think he along with the other running backs, you know, again, I mean, some people might go with Miles Sanders, but I don't trust rookies yet. I have to see them play, and maybe he's going to be a standout rookie like Kamara or Kareem Hunt or somebody like that. But to me, Jordan Howard at least is a proven running back, and they have to get back to where they were with LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi, a 1-2 punch running back by committee, although I think Jordan Howard's going to take the bulk of the carries until Miles Sanders, till we see what he can do. Again, it's not just about his running. You have to be able to pass protect, which is very important in this offense, and a lot of times it's hard for rookies to really get that down. He's working with Darren Sproles a lot, who's a very good pass blocker and has been around forever. But I just think Jordan Howard is the guy this year.
Jordan Howard. So Joe goes with Jordan Howard. I'm going to give you my guy. I want to hear from the callers, the listeners out there. Who is their most important player to the Eagles offense, to the success of the Eagles offense, other than Carson Wentz? 610-632-0975. So I'm going to give you a guy who probably you'll overlook him a little bit because you go, oh, that guy. Lane Johnson, the right tackle. See, he doesn't protect Carson's blind side, the left tackle spot. And I thought about Jason Peters, and I said, well, I can't really go with Jason Peters because he went down in 2017. Big V stepped in. They went on and won a Super Bowl. And the reason I go with Lane Johnson is because I think he's so important to the running game and the success of a guy like Jordan Howard or Miles Sanders. Yep. And then when you take him out of the lineup, in Carson's rookie year, 2017, remember when Lane Johnson was suspended for 10 games?
Yes, I do.
In that 10-game span, they were 2-8.
Yes, they were.
They were 5-1 with Lane Johnson, 2-8 without him. Yep. In 2017, he missed a game. They won that one. Last year, he missed a game. They lost it. So they are over the last three seasons since Carson Wentz became the quarterback with Lane Johnson on the sidelines or suspended. They're 3-9. And I look at a guy like that and how important he is as kind of like the anchor on that offensive line. Jason Kelce is in the middle. He's the guy calling, looking over the defenses and running everything up there. But Lane Johnson, when he dominates, and oftentimes, Joe, we see him, you think that the other team's best pass rusher is going to go up against the blind side, but they're going on the right side. Oftentimes we see that. And he's had a lot of success shutting down the opposing team's best pass rusher. And I think the trickle-down effect from Lane Johnson, one, being on the field, having a successful season, being that road-grading offensive lineman, blocking, opening, clearing lanes for whether it's Jordan Howard or Miles Sanders or whoever else it is, and also in the pass game, too. So that's why I go with Lane Johnson as my guy. I like Jordan Howard, and I do think some people had higher expectations when they first acquired Jordan Howard. And then after that, you go, oh, he doesn't catch the ball and all these things. No, I think Jordan Howard, if he's given that opportunity to be a big part of this offense, I think he can do it.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to be very successful here. He's successful in Chicago. I'm surprised they got rid of him for a fifth-round pick.
Was it fifth or sixth?
It was fifth, but I could be wrong. It might be sixth.
Tyler Goldberg is our producer. He could check that out for us, too. I think it's...
It was for nothing.
Because he didn't fit into their offensive scheme. And
nine touchdowns. Almost had 1,000 yards for the third year in a row. He didn't fit in the offense. They gave him the ball. He had 250 attempts.
And I'm not sure what they're doing over there. Matt Nagy's a good coach. He's got Cohen, Trubisky, our old friend Trey Burton's over there.
Yeah, right.
I look at that team, and I look at the Chicago Bears as a team that I'm not that concerned about. I know they made the playoffs last year, and a lot of people say, oh, they could take another step forward. Maybe they're like the 27. They could be that version of the 2017 Eagles a little bit. Got a little taste of it, and now
Not with Mitch Trubisky.
I'm not sold on him. You're not either.
Not sold on him yet. Listen, he'd only be a senior in college, so I'll give him time, but I don't think he has it. He could be a serviceable quarterback and did some things in that playoff game last year, but not sold on Mitch Trubisky, and it all comes down to quarterbacks in the playoffs for the most part.
Yeah, it does, and we see that a lot. It's the teams who have the best offenses nowadays. It's the teams with the best quarterbacks and whoever scored the most points. And our expectation level for this Eagles team is that they're going to be a dynamic offense. I think we'll all be disappointed if this offense is struggling at any time during the season. I think this is going to be a team that should go in there and put up 28, 30, 32 points, be one of the elite offenses in the NFL. And taking Carson Wentz out of that equation, for me, Lane Johnson is the most important guy to the offense. Joe says it's Jordan Howard. What do you say? 610-632-0975. Now, the other thing happening this weekend that I wanted to get into a little bit, Joe, and we're going to have a good conversation because I think we are on opposite sides on this one. So last night had an opportunity to see Bobby Abreu come back to town, and tonight he's being honored going into the Phillies Wall of Fame, and he spoke to the media last night, and Bobby still looks like he could grab a bat and go out there and put the ball in play. A lot of those guys, I was just down there and saw the 2009 Phillies. Greg Dobbs, man, he's I'm like, dude, you look better now than you did.
That was my boy back in the day.
you look better now than you did in 2009.
He's very cool.
Yeah, he was a good dude. Brett Myers was there. And so, it was interesting to have some conversations with some of these guys, Joe, about last night's game and the way it turned out with Roman Quinn on the mound and Vince Velasquez in left field, because 10 years you don't think is a lot of time in baseball. The mindset has changed, and you know how analytics have taken over.
Sure.
And just talking to Charlie about he actually used Wilson Valdez in a similar spot in the 19 inning game in 2011. He ran out of pitchers. He went with Wilson Valdez, the middle infielder. He was throwing 90, and the Phillies won that game.
What was Quinn throwing last night, like 80?
78. I think he topped out at 81.
Whew.
He topped out at 81, but the older guys, the older school guys, will look at a guy like Ranger Suarez, who had trouble just getting loose, and say, what?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get loose? Get on the mound. You know, that's what the guys are thinking. They're like, come on,
right.
Toughen
up.
Get on the mound. But seeing Bobby Abreu and getting an opportunity to talk to him and seeing that he's going into the Wall of Fame, I'm a Major League Baseball Hall of Fame voter. And he's on the ballot. He's coming up on the ballot. And honestly, at first I said, all right, this ballot is so clogged. There are so many guys on here. I can't give Bobby full consideration. And then when you look at his career numbers and you compare him to a guy like Harold Baines, who just got into the Hall of Fame, if the standard of comparison is Harold Baines, who had a career WAR of like 38 or something, and Bobby's is 60, all Harold Baines had better than Bobby Abreu was more home runs because he had a little bit more longevity. Bobby Abreu had more stolen bases, higher batting average, more seasons of 20-20, more seasons of 30-30, more doubles. So his career numbers, as much as we underappreciated him here in Philly, I think at some point when the ballot gets a little less clogged, I got to give him serious and strong consideration for the Hall of Fame. And when I say that to you, did you think at any point in his career when you were watching Bobby Abreu that he might be a guy that Hall of Fame voters have to give that consideration to?
No.
Why not?
I think the Hall of Famers should be about greatness, not very goodness. I thought he was a very good player. Harold Baines in the Hall of Fame, really, guys? I mean...
And I didn't vote for him. That was a Veterans Committee thing.
Sure.
But to me, when I see that as a point of comparison, I'm like, if Harold Baines can get in?
As a point of comparison, you're totally right. But just, you know, in a vacuum, fine. But outside of a vacuum, I just think they let too many people in. In all sports. Football, you know, maybe two a year. And then it would mean more when you go to the Hall of Fame and see these guys. And I just think too many guys get in the Hall of Fame in baseball. Hockey, I mean, same thing. Just some of these guys that are getting in, it's like, really? No. It should be about greatness, the elite, the best of the best, not just being very good and putting up numbers for an extended period of time.
You're right. When you look at the NFL, that's the one that bothers me the most. I look at the NFL and I see a certain amount of guys. It's a good number of guys who go in every year.
And
sometimes, at least in baseball, you'll have a season where it's like one or two.
Right.
In the NFL, I don't know if that number is six, seven, whatever it is. There's often guys that I will look at, like you said, and say, oh, they're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hall of Famer.
Not Hall of Fame.
They were very good. But a Hall of Fame debate aside with Bobby Abreu, and we can get into that a little bit too if people want to. I had some fun with this, asking some people in the press box and just asking some friends about it. And I thought about this because we see a guy like Bryce Harper come to Philly. And I know a lot of people will look at Bryce Harper and say his numbers overall this year aren't that bad. I've had a lot of fun, Joe, on social media, on Twitter, with my favorite home run race. And I keep updating it every time one of these guys goes deep. Bryce Harper now leads Freddie Galvis 18-17. If I would have told you it's August 3rd, and Freddie Galvis, who people couldn't wait to run out of town here as the Philly shortstop a couple years ago, is one home run behind Bryce Harper, what would you have said?
I said, you're out of your mind.
Right?
I'm so disappointed in Bryce Harper, his power stats this year. Hey, listen, Vegas must have knew something, and it's amazing because the over-under for home runs on him this year, I'm thinking once they signed him, I was going to hit 40 easy. It's Citizens Bank Park.
At least 35,
right?
At least
35. The over-under was 32.5.
32.5.
32.5 for Bryce Harper.
That was the number in Vegas coming in?
Yep.
Well, if you took the under, you're looking good now.
You're
unless
looking
he goes
good.
On,
yeah. It screamed take the over. It seemed too easy. When it seems too easy, you got to go the other way. And it looks like, you know, that number, you have the under, you're going to hit on that.
And I know he had a tough game last night, so I don't want to try and pile on at this point.
Sure.
But being that Bobby's in town, and we look at him as a guy who was probably underappreciated throughout his career, and I know the whole thing, but if you say that to fans, they'll go, oh, he didn't run into a wall, he didn't do this. Well, yeah, he may have shied away from the wall. What? A handful of times throughout in the totality of his career. So I came up with a fun little question. I think we're going to turn it into our poll question for this evening. It's the seventh game of the World Series, Joe. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth. You're down one run, not three. You're down one run. You need a walk. You need a hit to win it. A walk to tie it, a single will probably drive into and win the World Series for you. You have two choices. You have Bobby Abreu and you have Bryce Harper. Who do you want at the plate in that situation?
I'll take Bryce Harper. I think he's clutch. I mean, Bobby Abreu, they were bad when he played, so it's hard to gauge being clutch when you're losing so many games. But I think, you know, Bryce Harper's one of the league leaders in with runners in scoring position this year. And Bobby Abreu, 291 career hitter. Listen, he could hit. My man could hit. 268 home runs. If you're asking me, though, in big-time situations, I go Bryce Harper.
You go Bryce Harper. I didn't even hesitate, and I hadn't looked up the numbers yet. And now I looked up the numbers. I didn't hesitate to go Bobby Abreu because I feel that Bryce strikes out a little bit too much. Bobby will work the, and I know Bryce will take his walks. He's got 75 of them this year. But Bobby really knew how to work the count and draw over 100 walks every time up. So I went with Bobby Abreu. I'm interested to see what the fans out there think, what the callers and the listeners out there think. Bobby Abreu or Bryce Harper. So the one stat, obviously, you're going to want to look at over the course of their career, what are their numbers? Two outs, runners in scoring position. Two outs, runners in scoring position over the course of his career. Bryce Harper is a 268 hitter. Bobby Abreu, two outs, runners in scoring position over the course of his career, 301. Mm. Leighton Close is a stat. This is how, you love baseball reference as much as I do.
I love baseball reference.
They actually have a stat, Leighton Close. Leighton Close, Bobby Abreu, to say his numbers dip, 277. So two outs, runners in scoring position, 301. Leighton Close, 277. Bryce goes from 268, two outs, runners in scoring position. Leighton Close, 223.
Ooh, that's bad.
223. Can you don't want to rethink it, though, right?
Can I change my answer? No, I'm still going Bryce Harper. I'm still going Bryce Harper.
610-632-0975. So we want to get into that, too, tonight as we have this conversation. Who do you want? Who do you think on this Philadelphia Eagles team, on their offense, is the most important guy outside of Carson Wentz? Joe Stazek says Jordan Howard. I say Lane Johnson. And if the World Series is on the line, who do you want up at the plate? Do you want to have Bobby Abreu or Bryce Harper? I say Bobby. Joe has Bryce Harper. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti, Joe Stazek.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Can I say something real
sure.
quick before you sign off? We have breaking news out of Eagles camp, and we'll get to it on the other side. You're going to want to stick around for this.
How about that? Yeah. Breaking news out of Eagles camp. 610-632-0975. Rob Mighty, Joe Stazak, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. You don't want to be left out of this one. FanFest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, is only a few weeks away.
And this one will be epic.
Believe it. Beach, beer, brands, cars, golf, giveaways, and more. And just added, 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, NBA Hall of Famer, number 3. Allen Iverson.
Are you kidding me?
AI appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Visit timeaftertimewatches.com and stay tuned to 97.5 The Fanatic for your chance at a legendary FanFest meet and greet with The Answer. Fanatic FanFest 2019, August 24th at Xfinity Live and only from 97.5.
Yeah, boy!
The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. If you want to make your summer funner, go where I go, DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. They've got everything motorsports, from motorcycles and off-road vehicles to the ultimate in summer fun, Yamaha Wave Runners. Stop in and check out the all-new 2019 Yamaha EXR. That's perfect for entry-level riders. For the more experienced riders, check out the FX Series. It truly raises the bar of luxury. At DHY Motorsports, it's all about family. And you can be sure the person you bought from will be there when you come back for your gear, or your first service, or your next toy. Join me at their next bike night, Monday, August 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m. for free photos and autographs. Show off your bike, grab a bite to eat, plus stop by and see me to win FanFest tickets and a chance to win a Wave Runner of your own. So go fast, go now, go to DHY Motorsports. Of course, you can shop online at DHY.com, but the best thing you can do is check out their showroom on 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. DHY Motorsports is the official power sports partner of 97.5 The Fanatics FanFest.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10 under 28 gigabyte, $10 a month after 22.50-month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or canceled early. Remaining balance due on the basic after 9/30/20, $32 per month per line without a pay. Data deprioritization during ingestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rules 30 to activation fee and restrictions apply.
Fanatic FanFest 2019 is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is now available everywhere in PA. That means you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season, all from your phone. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you up to $500 back if you don't win your first bet. Download the app or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet now. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. Applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's a song without a tic-tac? Tic-tac. What's a beat without a hand clap? Hand clap. So refreshing. Can you feel that? Feel that. Because music is better with the rhythm of a tic-tac.
Oh. Shake, shake, shake the music.
Grab a pack of Tic Tac Mints, then visit ShakeTheMusic.com to learn how you can enter for your chance to win great prizes. Rules and details at ShakeTheMusic.com. Tic Tac Mints. Refreshing, delicious, fun.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Hey, you! You! You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing at 975thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 975thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom at BlueChew.com. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients sildenafil or tadalafil, which is the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com affiliated physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. These chewables can work faster than pills. The chewables from BlueChew.com can be taken on a full or empty stomach. Online physician consult is free, so it is cheaper than those other two pills. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visits, no awkward conversations. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. BlueChew gives you confidence in the bedroom every time. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 975.
Sports Talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti with Joe Stazak. We're here till 10 p.m. tonight, 610-632-0975. We already have a pretty good response. It's going to be a tough one for people to answer on the Twitter. The Twitter poll question at 975. The Fanatic says, who do you want up the bat in Game 7 with the bases loaded, two outs, down a run, World Series on the line? Well, Joe, we're about 200 votes in just a few minutes. It's split right down the middle. 50-50. Bobby Abreu, 50%, and Bryce Harper, 50%. You and I are split on this. The poll debate Twitter responses are split right down the middle. But that leads me to another topic you and I were discussing. You look at a guy like Bobby Abreu, and I think we can agree that he was underappreciated throughout his career here in Philadelphia. No doubt throughout.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
He's a guy who didn't really get the love that you would think a guy with the numbers that he has put up over the course of his career. If Bobby Abreu was playing today, and he only retired in what was his last year? 2014 was his last season. He actually tried to come back on the Phillies that year in 2014.
I remember.
Didn't make it out of spring training, went to the Mets. But if you look at a guy nowadays who will hit 300, drive in 100 runs, and steal 30 bases year in and year out, and walk over 100 times with an on base in the fours, a batting average in the threes, an OPS in the nines, you're talking about a guy who would probably get a $330 million contract, don't you think?
Sounds about right to me.
And instead, Bobby was, I thought, underrated. We agree he was underappreciated throughout his career. And then there's guys like Bryce Harper, who we just may have overrated a little bit. Coming into this season, right?
The Nationals have gotten better without him.
How about that?
How about that, huh?
What does that tell you?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was...
You know what's crazy, Joe? There was an article that came out. I remember doing a show before he signed, when we were still talking about the Phillies need to go out there and get. Mm-hmm. And there was an article that came out. I don't know if it was the Washington Post or a different paper in Washington that had a couple anonymous former teammates on the Nationals talking about Bryce. And they said it's addition by subtraction.
Amazing.
And we just brushed that aside and said, oh, they know they're not going to get him back. Of course, they're going to say negative things at this point. And here we are, August 3rd. Nationals are ahead of the Phillies in the standings. And he's having a season that's been overall, his numbers, they're, take out the batting average, on base, OPS, pretty good. Pretty good. Not superstar.
Not superstar. And he's paid to be a superstar. Sometimes, or often, you can judge the value of a player not by where he goes, but what he left behind. And usually when a team gets worse, you can judge a guy's value to that team. But they've gotten a little better, and it's alarming, to be honest with you.
I agree with you. I look at a situation like that, and I see, well, they got Juan Soto over there in Washington. He stepped in, and he's just an incredible, phenomenal kid at the age of 20. 19 last year, 20 this year, the things that he's doing. They're a really good team. I actually picked the Nationals to win a division. It looks like the Braves are going to run away with it, right? Well, not run away, but 6.5,
they're
six
in good
game
shape, and they're a good team.
Yeah, they're deep. They're a talented team. But it leads me to this, Joe. Why do we underappreciate some of the star players that come through this town? Guys like a Bobby Abreu.
Ryan Howard.
A guy like a Ryan Howard. Absolutely. I think, and this may be before some people's time out there, Mike Schmidt was underappreciated till the end.
Which is unbelievable.
Right till the end. And then people started to appreciate what they had in him.
One of the greatest players of all time. Greatest third baseman of all time, in my opinion.
Here we are, 30-plus years since he retired, and he's still the greatest player ever at his position.
Yep.
I don't know that we'll be able to say that about anybody else in Philadelphia sports anytime soon.
I agree. You know, Schmidt was elite. He was elite, both with the glove and, of course, with the bat. 548 home runs, I think. MVP of the World Series in 80, just off the charts, and he was underappreciated. You know, here's why I think some guys are underappreciated. They project negativity with the media. They don't get along with the media, and the media, to me, is a conduit between the player and the fans. So you're basically thumbing your nose at the fans if you're not good with the media, if you shut it down, if you don't talk. Also, and this isn't why Schmidt, I think, was underappreciated, but you're asking me about Abreu, it's the hustle factor.
Yeah.
It's the tough factor. And I'm not saying it's right, but his reputation, and you mentioned it, was maybe not, you know, going 100% into the wall to make a play. Bryce Harper, on the other hand, at least what we've seen this year is because guys from the Nationals and those anonymous, you know, players talked about, you know, him misjudging balls, not paying attention.
Yeah.
A lot of things along those lines. I think he's been great at that since he's been here. But Abreu, you look at a guy like Aaron Rowan. We loved Aaron Rowan. Why? Because he ran into the fence to catch a ball and busted up his face.
But who's the better player, like, right?
Oh, Abreu.
Abreu's the better player.
Abreu's a much better player. But that's kind of where we look at guys and evaluate guys. And Ryan Howard just, you know, went off the cliff and he struck out a lot. And people forgot all the home runs he hit in that five-year span and driving in over 100, hitting over 35 for like five straight years. It's just, you know, I'm a big Ryan Howard fan. I always thought it was incredibly insulting the way he was treated towards the end of his career. I think it's unbelievable, unbelievably sad.
That stretch he had, Joe, was Hall of Fame, absolute Hall of Fame. Like he averaged 144 RBIs and 40 plus homers over a 5-6 year stretch.
Incredible.
Yet he was underappreciated, and then he got a guy like Bryce Harper, who I feel has done an incredible marketing job. And it's not just Bryce. It's his team. It's his people. And part of it is the Rocky Balboa on the knob of the baseball bat. The Fanatic shoes. The Fanatic cleats for opening day. The Fanatic head scarf, right? The wearing the Flyers t-shirts. The Instagram.
Ringing the bell, right? At the Sixers
game. The Instagram post where he invokes the name of Chase Utley and Bobby Clark. So he has done a tremendous job catering to this fan base, and that's why he's gotten a little bit of a free ride when he struggled, whereas a guy like Bobby Abreu, who was a terrific ball player, didn't run into a wall, yet made sure he stayed healthy for 162, was underappreciated. Mike and King of Prussia, I think, is going to have an interesting take on this one. Mike, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, man? How are you, Mike?
Hey, Rob. It's been a while.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, my man?
So,
Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
So, my take on this is we're too stupid of a fan base sometimes. We like to think, like, we see ourselves in these players. So, we love the hard worker players without any talent, but we don't appreciate the guys that actually have talent. So, we just see ourselves and we just project ourselves on that, and we're just too stupid to appreciate talent when we see it. And we just like the hard worker guys that, like the Aaron Rowans that run into a wall, but, you know, maybe should have pulled up so he didn't hurt himself. Like, we like to say we're smart, but we're kind of dumb sometimes.
I can't disagree with
that. That's hard to argue.
I can't disagree with that, Mike.
Like, we just project ourselves onto those players, and we don't have talent, but we work hard every day, so that's what we see, and that's what we like.
I get the abuse, man, when I put it out on social media that I'm okay with Gene Segura trotting this one out, but then he hustles on a ground ball that he needs to hustle on. And I'm like, there you go. He hustled when he had to. And they go, oh, you should do it all the time. I'm like, well, you know, I'd rather him be healthy for 162
You know, you and I have the same opinion on this whole Bryce. He gets too much of a pass, and like we could have taken that 330 and invested it better and got multiple players. And I'm never going to let that point go. It was a dumb move. They wanted to do a flashy move, but it takes more than one player to make a baseball team. And wasting $330 million on a player that I don't think was really worth that kind of money to begin with was a bad idea.
He's a great business decision. He was a great business decision for the fan base because they sold the tickets, they sold the jerseys. They'll make their $330 back in a heartbeat. All right, before you go, real quick, let's ask you this question. I'm pretty sure I know your answer, but it's game seven, bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth. You're down a run. You want Bobby Abreu at the plate or you want Bryce Harper at the plate?
I don't know. Bobby Abreu was always good at getting you a home run in the first inning, but Bobby Abreu wasn't great at getting those last inning winning game-winning home runs. But I'd probably go with Bobby Abreu just because he could hit for average and power. So I'd go Bobby.
Here's his numbers with two outs and runners in scoring position over his career, Mike. 301. Yeah.
Well, okay, so yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, I guess we never portray him that way.
Yeah,
but
exactly. It's a narrative that gets spun out of control. Mike, appreciate the call as always.
Have a good one.
Take care. I always enjoy Mike's take. 610-632-0975. All right, so we did have this breaking news. I was trying to get it confirmed. I didn't get my text back. Mike Garofalo, though, tweeted this out. Camus Grugier-Hill's injury was a great, he says it's a grade 3 MCL sprain, which is kind of good news, Joe, because it's not an ACL. Anytime you hear knee, it's not an ACL.
Season ending.
Yeah, it's not an ACL. It's not a sprain that doesn't require surgery. Grade 3 MCL sprain. He said he's going to miss some time, probably in a regular season. I'll see if I can get anything more on that. I think that's kind of good news. It's not terrible news. But you hate to see a guy who's having a nice camp like he has miss any time. And we know, I believe linebacker is the position that you feel is of the...
A little bit of a weakness,
right?
I do.
Here we go. Now you lose one more guy. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti. That's Joe Stazak. 975, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. We got your Eagles talk right here. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-741-3179. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-741-3179 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-741-3179 to see if you qualify. That's 800-741-3179.
Deanna got some really bad
bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington, perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. I need Charmin glossy. Got me feeling glossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. My Charmin.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
There's no need to pay for local TV channels like CBS and ABC. You can watch your local news and sports for free with an over-the-air antenna offer from Sling TV. With Sling TV and an HD antenna, you'll get a complete entertainment solution and won't have to pay for your local channels. And Sling actually lets you choose your channel lineup. Antennas are easy to install, compact, and provide HD picture quality. For a limited time, Sling is offering a special HD antenna when you prepay 2 months of Sling. Go to sling.com/radio to learn more. Channels depend on your location and services. Restrictions apply.
Let's face it, tires attract nails and potholes and little pieces of glass. And hey, that's okay, because if you catch a flat, AAA is there to help. So hit the road with confidence. We'll put on the spare and get you home safe. P.S. You got this. AAA, go ahead.
97.5 The Fanatic. We are What's Happening Now.
Back 975, The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti, Joe Stazak. 610-632-0975. We got a bunch of things we have put out there. We're here till 10, starting first and foremost with the Eagles and which offensive player you think will be most integral to this team's success. We just found out that Kamu Grugier-Hill, linebacker, is probably going to miss some time into the season with a grade 3 MCL sprain. Dr. David Chow, Joe, tweeted this out, that it's normally a 6 to 8 week injury. I had it in high school. High school was a junior baseball season in March. Probably missed about 6 to 8 weeks. Had it again in college. Same thing, MCL, each different knees. It's about there, but it's not one of those that's not going to restrict him coming back. When he comes back, he's not going to be... It's not like tearing an ACL. You got to go through a grueling rehab or anything remotely close to that.
Right.
It's an MCL strain. It's a grade 3. I think it's good news. Overall, I think we look at it as good news. One of the guys who tweeted at us about our Eagles question goes, Lane Johnson and Zach Ertz is the most important for the offense. Well, we're asking you to pick one. Yeah, he says Lane Johnson and Zach Ertz. You went with Jordan Howard. I went with Lane. I just think Lane is a guy that they can't replace on that offensive line. Zach Ertz, for as great as he is and as an excellent year as he had last year, with Dallas Goedert up and coming, they're really stocked at that position right now. And that's a good thing that they'll be able to play a lot of two tight end sets and do a lot of those different kind of things. This team's going to be tough to defend. They're going to be tough to defend inside the red zone. We've talked about that a lot. They're going to be tough to defend outside the red zone, up and down the field. You look at the weapons that Carson has. As long as he can stay upright and stay healthy, I think they're going to have a very dynamic offense. Did you catch any of the Hall of Fame football game? I can't get into preseason football at all.
It was nice to have it as background noise because it's football, but it's brutal. It's just brutal.
You know what stinks for those two teams? They got to play five of these things.
Five of them.
Like, you should
bad
at least...
Bad enough if they have four.
Right? You should at least say, okay, if you're the team that's playing in a Hall of Fame game, get four. Why are you making them play five? And I know there's going to be some conversation about cutting a preseason short.
Are you on board with that and adding two more games?
See, I want more football, right? I want more football. Who doesn't? The idea, though, that you can only play 16, I think strategically, is so difficult.
It's so stupid.
How do you continue to start your starters and then hope, okay?
Stupid.
It's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I can't see it fly. I can't see that fly at all.
Yeah, in case, you know, the fans don't know, if in an 18-game season, you'd only be allowed to play, a player could only play in 16 games. So at some point, you're going to see Nate Sudfeld.
You would have to.
No
doubt. And what do you do in a situation like that? But that will put more importance on that backup quarterback, and teams, I think, would then start developing more backup quarterbacks.
I always say that. The two most important positions in football, in my opinion, are the starting quarterback and the backup quarterback. They don't have a safety net this year like they have the last 2 years. So, and you say, you know, Carson Wentz, if he can stay upright and healthy, they're going to have a good season. That's a big if. That's a big if.
It's an if. It's an absolute if.
If he gets hurt, I'm sorry, they're done.
We don't know what Nate Sudfeld can be. We don't know that he's Nick Foles. We've seen some flashes, but we haven't seen any flash of him being a Nick Foles or a Carson Wentz. The outlook would be bleak. It absolutely would be bleak.
Yeah.
I like what Carson did in the offseason. He's healthy. He's taking care of his body. He's taking steps to make sure that he can absorb hits. Tom Brady actually did this, who just turned 42. Tom Brady said he put on extra weight, extra pounds, extra muscle in the offseason, which as a quarterback, you don't want to be too bulky. You don't want to be too stocky. You don't want to be able to not throw or take away any of your agility or mobility, but I think it's important to also be able to absorb some hits, and that's always a key thing. I think Carson's in a good position physically. He's definitely in great position mentally as far as where he is, what he expects. It's just a matter of getting out there and seeing these guys do it on the field. I look at this team, and tomorrow night's going to be exciting. I'm actually going to stop by there and then come here because I'm going to be on the air, so I'm not going to be able to watch the whole practice.
You're on the air tomorrow?
I'm on the air tomorrow night. I'm on at 8, okay. So I'm going to go down, get maybe the first 15, 20 minutes of... I'd love to be there for a link practice just to feel so different.
Sure.
Have you seen any of... You've been to any of those when they're open practice like that? It's such a different kind of environment to have the fans in there.
Fans
packing
are there.
It's really great for the fans.
Getting all jazzed about some plays the guys are making in practice. I love it.
Dude, they tailgate.
Any excuse to tailgate, it's phenomenal.
I know some people are going to do the doubleheader tomorrow. They're going to go to the Phillies game.
Right?
Then they're going to go over. They're going to stay after the Phillies game. What is that? Postgate and tailgate for the Eagles practice and go out there. So that'll be fun. I'll try and get a little bit of that.
If Jimmy Valvano once said, that's a heck of a day. That is a heck of a day tomorrow if you're doing that.
It sure is. All right, let's take a look. A quick look, Joe. I want to see if it's made any headway. Huh? I suspected this would happen. Bryce Harper now leads the poll after 520-plus votes, 52% to Bobby Abreu's 48%. Now, I gave you the stats where in clutch situations and runners in scoring position, two outs, Bobby's career numbers are better than Bryce. Is this a perception thing?
I think it's perceived that Bryce has more heart. Mm-hmm. And I think when you say who's underappreciated and who do we overrate, I think a lot of it comes down to heart. You know, who's the tougher player? Who's the guy that hates to lose more than he likes to win? You know, guys that put forth 110% all the time.
Mm.
You know, all the time. And I think a lot of it comes down to, look, they're both very good players. I do agree that, I mean, $330 million for a guy who hits 250, or at least he did last year at 248, and that's where
he is now. This will be 3 out of 4 years.
Another reason people are in love with Bryce Harper, certainly when he came here, is that he didn't add an option out clause in his contract. He said he wants to be here 13 years. I mean, he just
that was the first question I asked him.
You did?
Yeah, at the news conference. Why was it important for you not to get that opt out? And he gave a very Philly.
Is that the
love
one when you
answer.
Were in Florida?
Yeah,
I saw you on TV.
Yeah, it was a Philly. He gave Philly all the love, man.
He did.
He gave.
And that's why he's loved back.
And that's the part of it where if a player can understand the mindset of this city and get, like, look at Mike Scott, man. Mike Scott's a really good, solid 6th, 7th man on a basketball
loved
team,
in
right?
This town.
He's a legend.
Legend.
He's already a legend.
Legend.
Because he interacts with the people. He went to that wedding last week. So that he's going to be a guy who 10, 15 years from now will probably overrate. And you'll underappreciate.
Probably won't even remember him.
Right? You'll underappreciate so many of these other guys. So in addition to asking about the Eagles tonight, which player do you think on the offense is most important for this team's success outside the quarterback? It's always the quarterback. We want to know, why does this town, why does Philly overrate some of its stars and underappreciate some of its other stars? 610-632-0975. We also have 5 pair of Fanatic Fan Fest tickets to give out, right, Joe?
Yes, we do.
We got 2 hours to give them out, and we'll start giving some of those out, too. 610-632-0975. That's Joe Stazak. I'm Rob Motti, 975 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Before the Bird Brawl in Atlanta, Sunday night, September 15th, check out the Burger Brawl in South Philly. Join 97.5 The Fanatic for the 9th annual Philadelphia Burger Brawl at the Navy Yard. Presented by Jim Beam. The Birds don't play till 8:20 that night, so join us all afternoon. You'll enjoy an abundance of tasty burgers. Over 60 of Philly's restaurants battle it out for burger supremacy. Plus, there's a killer cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden.
This event funds literacy programming through technology for Philadelphia's underserved elementary and middle schools.
The 9th annual Philadelphia Burger Brawl presented by Jim Beam. Grab your tickets now at 975thefanatic.com.
Hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, so I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTP and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-570-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-570-9898. That's 1-800-570-9898. 1-800-570-9898.
Professional painters used to spend more time sanding some walls than painting them. But that was before Pro PPG Ultra Hide paint at the Home Depot. Ultra Hide covers existing wall imperfections fast for smooth finishes and easier touch-ups now in a lot less time. So even if your walls aren't perfect, at least your paint job can be. Pro PPG Ultra Hide paint in 5-gallon buckets starting at only $70.98. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Oh, I know that, Pat.
We got our braids at the same time. Mine are itching and yours look new.
It's not the braids. I tried that new Royal Oils.
Royal what?
Royal Oils from Head & Shoulders. I haven't been scratching.
No padding either?
Nope.
Let me get some real quick. My arm's getting tired.
Healthy hair starts at your roots. Try the Royal Oils collection from Head & Shoulders, designed to provide the long-lasting scalp relief and moisture your hair needs. The Royal Oils collection. Respect the crown. Itch associated with dandruff with regular use.
This weekend at Kohl's, everyone gets Kohl's Cash. $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything. Spend it on anything, even our biggest brands. The more you shop, the more Kohl's Cash you'll get. No limits. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 purchase of back-to-school items. Plus, free Amazon returns now at all Kohl's stores. Kohl's. 10 off 50 offer valid August 2nd through 18th with promo code BTS10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When is a notebook more than a notebook? When it takes me from creative writing
to traveling the world to report my next story.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Staying organized is the key to a successful school year. Come in store this week and get Staples Standard View 1-inch 3-ring binders, just $1.92 each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only. Offer ends 8/31/19 while supplies last.
Hey, you! You! You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
8 p.m., 97.5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti with Joe Stazak. That was fun, Joe. Let's do it for another couple hours, huh?
Cannot wait. That was the fastest hour, like, ever.
I enjoyed that. 610-632-0975. So we have these five pair of Fanatic Fan Fest tickets to give out, and we were just talking about this. Why don't we do it this way? Last night, Vince Velasquez comes off the bench. First, he pinch runs. And he's a starting pitcher, and he pinch runs. Okay, we get it. He's faster than Zach Eflin, and some people were questioning taking Zach Eflin out of the game, and then we find out, okay, he's got tricep soreness. That aside, then Vince goes into left field, uncorks a perfect strike to the plate to prevent the go-ahead run from scoring in the 14th, almost does it again in the 15th. The guy barely beat it with a nice slide, then finishes the inning with a diving catch on a ball that StatCast said had a catch probability. I love these stats, don't you?
Unbelievable.
15%. The catch, somebody somewhere determined, Joe.
How's that possible, these stats they come up with?
Right? Like, off the crack of the bat, the catch probability of that ball was 15%.
That's hilarious.
But little did they know, Vince Velasquez was in left field.
Monster.
And Vince turned a 15% catch probability play into a diving catch. And I got to thinking, if you had an athlete on one of your teams here in the Philly sports and you needed him in a pinch to play a different position, like Vince came off the bench and first ran, then played left field, a pitcher, if you had a different athlete in this town and you had to try him out or use him at a different position in a clutch spot, in a pinch, for whatever reason, who would it be? What position would the would they be playing? And we'll do this. The best ones will qualify for a pair of Fanatic Fan Fest tickets. How about that?
Absolutely.
As soon as I finished saying this, you instantly had one.
I do, and he's already been mentioned in the show, okay. And I don't know if this is lame or not, but I think it's still important. Kamu Grugier-Hill had to sub for Jake Elliott last year on kickoffs, and he was sensational.
Kamu, that's right.
He was banging them to the goal line. He was sensational.
Kamu, that's right. He did do that. A couple years back, who was it? It was a linebacker. Was it Mark Cimino? Who actually for the Eagles, David Akers was down and had to attempt an extra point.
Absolutely.
Right? Was it Mark Cimino?
I can't remember, happened.
It was Mark Cimino who had to.
I think you're right.
Now they'll just go for two instead of kicking extra point.
Absolutely.
They'll just go for two every time. That's a good one. Kamu Grugier-Hill. Trying to subbing for the kicker. I need to think of a good one here. I need to think of one, putting a guy out of position. I was trying to think of some football. And I think this doesn't work because, like, Nick Foles putting him at tight end or wide receiver. Hey, we know he can catch, right? He can run a 1 yard route into the end zone.
Yep.
I'll come up with mine. 610-632-0975. Let's check the poll real quick. Who you want up to bat in game 7? It's still holding steady. Bryce Harper leading Bobby Abreu at 52-48%. I think this one, you did it for 24 hours. I like that, Tyler. It's going to roll into tomorrow. We'll see. We'll let it ride.
Yeah.
I think this one's going to be
on tomorrow.
It's going to be a down to the wire type. George says Abreu was pure sweet stroke. Should have been treated better. Tom tweeted at us, Abreu would walk home. Jeff says Abreu all day long. Zach says, sorry, but Bryce would try too hard to hit a grand slam, so I'm going to go with Bobby here. John says Bobby would walk to tie the game, and I'm okay with it. And then Mark goes, Mike Trout. Well, yeah, I think all of us would take Mike Trout in that spot and in that position and in that situation.
I would.
Unfortunately for Phillies fans, Mike Trout's doing his thing for the Los Angeles Angels and will be there doing it. You and I were talking a little bit about church and some of the guys who go there. I've seen Mike Trout there one time.
Is that right?
Carson took Mike Trout there at least one time last off season. Yeah, I did see.
That's a big name man.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
That's a big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see Mike a little bit there. You know, he comes to some of the Eagles games, and this may have been, I think it was during their bye week, so they may have just stopped by, went into service, then headed on out, maybe done some hunting or whatever they do in their off season. I'm getting pumped for tomorrow's outdoor practice at the link and the fans to get there and get an opportunity to see it. You know, we talk about this offense. I think there are some question marks with the defense. And you see Jonathan Cyprian get signed this week, a safety yesterday to add some depth there. There's some question marks here. Kamu is going to be out a little bit now, gone down. There's some legitimate question marks with this team on defense. They have a lot of depth. If you had a look overall, linebacker, I know you pinpointed as that spot that you think is one of biggest concern. Are you starting to worry a little bit about the secondary or not yet because it's still that early in training camp and they haven't even played a game?
LeBlanc's out now for a little bit. I
could be a while. Always,
yeah, I know. He has
Liz Frank injury. Yeah.
I'm concerned. I got to be honest. I'm concerned. McLeod's coming off an injury. Malcolm Jenkins isn't getting any younger, although he's still the heart and soul of that defense. And I heard Sidney Jones is having a tremendous camp. To me, he's the wild card. I need to see him be what he was projected to be.
Yes.
Had a rough year last year, but, I mean, if he can be anywhere close to what he was projected to be, I think they'll be in decent shape. I know Rodney McLeod's coming off.
Ronald Darby's coming back. Jalen Mills is coming. I mean, you got three guys coming back. Jalen Mills still isn't even on the field.
I know.
McLeod was out there today in 11-on-11.
Okay, good.
A little bit. I agree with you that Sidney Jones is kind of that wild card, that he's the guy that they need him to be what they expected when they basically took a big gamble in the second round in 2017, taking him, a guy who had first-round potential. I know he had a terrific, I think it was Monday. It may have been Monday's practice. I was out there and saw him with two picks, and he looked really good. Here's where I get concerned with the hype, right? When it's guys like guys like us watching practice in the media, we're the ones out there. We're watching the practice. We're tweeting out there. This guy looks great. This guy looks great. Because the coaches will tell you who looks good. They'll never overhype someone or underhype anyone.
Right.
We're the ones in the media. We're not pro personnel scouts. You know, when we tell you that, oh, Sidney Jones looks great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he may have picked that pass because it was a terrible throw and a route was run wrong.
Absolutely.
And he just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Sure.
That said, it's better to see this.
We read too much into training camp.
Yeah, it's better to see him at least getting some positive publicity than any negative publicity.
Yeah, absolutely.
But overall, I still think it's way too, it's they haven't even played a game yet. They're going to play a game this week. I think it's a little bit too early to be concerned about the secondary. I do look at the linebacking depth now and go, that's kind of, it's going to hurt a little bit without Camus.
They have Nigel Bradham and they have Zach Brown,
who has not impressed.
Nathan Jerry, no, he hasn't.
That's the thing.
Did they still have L.J. Fort?
And Paul Warlow coming back off.
I heard he's not having a great time.
Yeah, coming back off his injury, too. What doesn't concern me there, though, is the fact that because you play so much dime and so much nickel, and you really, you'll go with two linebackers, you'll go with one linebacker, as long as Nigel stays healthy, that's the guy you're going to see the most. Nigel Bradham out there. I think they can get by, but yeah, that's an area where you got to definitely take a look and go, hey, maybe they're looking at the waiver wire and seeing who becomes available.
I also think, big question mark, in my opinion, the defensive ends. You know, they lost Michael Bennett, they lost Chris Long, The depth isn't there, Derek Barnett coming off an injury. He had a good, solid four games before he got hurt at 2.5 sacks. Brandon Graham, high motor guy, gets a lot of hurries, doesn't get home as much as I'd like him to get home. And I know
he gets a lot of Mamulas.
He does. He's Mike Mamula. He's probably better than Mike Mamula, but great guy. And he has most important or the biggest play in franchise history, maybe.
No doubt.
But he's not a dominant defensive end. And again, they lost Chris Long, who was strong. Michael Bennett led the team in sacks. I don't exactly get that trade. But to me, it's, you know, about getting to the quarterback and, or at least hurrying or knocking him down. And I think it's a big question mark, a defensive end. I would not be surprised if Howie Roseman did something to maybe even more shore up that position before the season starts.
Wow. Defensive line depth. See, I look at it like they got a lot of depth on that defensive line.
Oh, the line, the interior is great.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be great with Malik Jackson and Jernigan's now healthy. Fletcher Cox. I just think the two, the bookends, they concern me a little bit.
But what you said about Sidney Jones, I think applies for Derek Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see Sidney Jones be the guy we thought, or they thought he was when they drafted him in the second round in 2017. They absolutely need Derek Barnett to be the guy when they drafted him out of the University of Tennessee in the first round. Guy broke Reggie White's sack record in college.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to step it up. And if he struggles, if he's not that guy, I think that's where you absolutely are validated in those concerns, because if he's not that guy, then what?
What's up with the Michael Bennett trade? What's up with that? That made no sense to me.
Because you're not getting any. You didn't get a fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick, whatever it was.
It was a sixth-round, but could be a fifth-round. Yeah. So we were all
kind of like that right. Jordan Howard, too, right?
Yeah.
Michael Bennett is like, I don't know why you move on from him unless there were any kind of other
internal issues.
And he loved Doug Peterson. There was
I never heard of anything negative.
Yeah, there was nothing at all. I would see him in that locker room, and on they would call it on those Fridays. They'd have like a little a rap contest back and forth, like a hip hop Friday.
Yeah, sure.
And he'd be right there in the middle of it. Like,
I think he was well liked.
He got along with his teammates. He's a very opinionated guy,
veteran guy.
But I didn't get any semblance of any kind of issues. I don't know if it's whether or not they couldn't promise him a percentage of snaps,
well,
the playing time.
They should have, because he was the best defensive end they had last year.
And remember, he wasn't happy in the beginning because he wasn't getting a lot of playing time. And then he got it because Barnett got hurt.
And he produced.
So going into this season, Barnett's healthy. Their expectation is Barnett's going to be out there most of the time. Michael Bennett's going to go back into that role, the role that he wasn't all that thrilled with. He's getting a little bit older. Maybe it's time to get something for him. I think that can come back and bite them. I also thought that the Brandon Graham signing, I love what he did for them in the Super Bowl, but I think that was a little bit of a loyalty payment.
Three more years. They're not usually about loyalty. They're about business. So I was really surprised. I didn't think he'd be back.
Belichick wouldn't have given him that deal.
Did Bennett ask for more money before we got rid of him?
Good question, Tyler. I don't think he...
I didn't hear that.
I don't think he did, but if he did, if he wanted to... That might have been it. I didn't hear that, though. It was weird. Like, I do think it had to do with playing time and the idea that, well, if Derek Barnett's going to be the guy that we expect him to be, Michael Bennett's going to go back to splitting some time, being a rotational piece, and if he's not happy with that, then if he's not happy, why do we want a disgruntled backup depth piece? We'd rather have guys like, you know, Vinny Curry couldn't wait to come back to Philadelphia.
Sure, sure.
You got guys like Sharif Miller, who's a rookie, Josh Sweat, second year, guys who are hungry and want to earn some more playing time. So we'll see if that one ends up biting them. It could. It absolutely certainly could. That's why you look at this defense and you go, there's some question marks. There's some question marks on this defense. I think, Joe, a lot of people have as a foregone conclusion that the Eagles are going to win this division. And I hate to say this. I think the Dallas Cowboys are a legitimate threat to the Eagles.
I agree.
I know that no team has won back-to-back NFC East titles since the Eagles.
In 2004.
Yeah. But the fact that you can't look at that and go, oh, okay, that means the Cowboys aren't going to win it. I think they're a very good team, and they have a decent, solid defense. They're going to be a tough contender that the Eagles have to deal with. I look at them, I look at the Saints, and as long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, I'd always be concerned with the Packers a little bit. But I think that the Rams will take a step back.
I think so.
Coming off a Super Bowl,
usually that does happen.
When teams lose a Super Bowl, unless you're the Patriots losing a Super Bowl, nothing changes there. But if you're the Rams, we've seen it with other teams. Carolina a couple of years ago, they lose, they don't come back. Atlanta lost the Super Bowl the next year. They almost beat the Eagles, but lost in the first round. At least they made it.
Here's why I think that might not be true with the Rams, because Carolina came out of nowhere and had a good year. I think the Rams are legitimately good. Now, they did go for it last year, signing everybody to 1 year deals,
yeah,
giving them big money. I like the coach, Jared Goff. I'm okay with him in the regular season. Didn't like what I saw in the Super Bowl. But I think they're a good squad and will still be in the mix to, who knows, maybe make a run at home field throughout. I don't know how much of a step backwards they're going to take. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong, because you're right. Teams that lose the Super Bowl historically do not fare that well.
I don't think they'll take a step back to 7-9, 8-8. For me, a step back would be 10-6 in their situation.
Right.
Yeah, 10-6, maybe 11-5. What were they? 13 wins last year?
Yep.
12 wins, something like that.
13-3.
When it comes to the Eagles and the teams that I feel they have to worry about most in the NFC, if it was just two teams, I would go Cowboys right there within the division. And as long as Drew Brees is healthy and doing the things he's doing, he's like the NFC version of Tom Brady. Not quite there yet, and he might not deliver in the biggest game. He certainly had opportunity to beat the Rams in the NFC Championship game and couldn't do it, but I'd still be concerned with the New Orleans Saints, and that's why I'm not ready to put the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
I said it last week. I wouldn't count on it. It's tough to make the Super Bowl. It's tough. It's tough to win it. You know, it's tough to get there, let alone win it. And there are other teams that can make some noise. You know, chances are, well, they're very good, at least on paper. Expectations are really high. I think the fans think it's Super Bowl or bust. But again, I would warn people to just be careful with your expectations because it is tough. Carson Wentz coming off a less than stellar season. I know he's healthier. The offensive line has some issues. Brandon Brooks, we don't know how he's going to return. Jason Peters misses a lot of time. If Andre Dillard replaces him, it's a rookie at left tackle.
What's the over-under on how many games Jason Peters finishes this year? I mean, he goes out there and love the guy's heart, tries to, but yeah, 9 is probably about right of games that he starts and finishes.
And finishes.
So somewhere around there, I'd say 8.5, 9. You don't know what Andre Dillard's going to be yet.
I have no idea. He's a rookie.
We don't. It is a concern that Brandon Brooks, it's definitely comforting to know that he's been out there and he looks like he's ahead of schedule right now. He's a big boy coming off an Achilles injury.
Yeah, I know. And those are sometimes even tougher to recover from than ACL tears. I mean, that's a major injury. And oftentimes that takes longer than it's been. I know he's ahead of schedule. Usually that takes a while. It takes like a year.
But and he suffered it in January.
He suffered it in January, late in the season. So let's hope, keep our fingers crossed that he's going to be okay because he's definitely a staple on that right side of the line, and he's been great, and it was a great pickup, and because I think they have some question marks at other areas in terms of health and being a rookie because Jason Peters historically doesn't stay healthy for the whole season, so you're going to see Andre Dillard. Probably.
Oh, it's
going to
want.
I mean, he's the top pick. You're going to want to see him make an impact. I think first round picks, the expectations are they should be impactful their first year. If they're not, then maybe you didn't go with the right guy.
Or you have tremendous depth. If Andre Dillard doesn't play this season and somehow Jason Peters starts and finishes 16 games and everybody else on that offensive line stays healthy, it could be a Super Bowl year.
Based
if that offensive, when we've seen when this offensive line is intact, the success that they can have and how dynamic the offense could be. Let's get to Chris in Pensauken real quick. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, boys?
How are you, bud?
Warm it up, Chris.
Good, man. I never knew you two worked together. That's like peanut butter and jelly, man.
First time, man. First time.
Oh, okay. Because you know I listen a lot. Best sandwich in America. Cut it in a triangle.
I love it, man. I love it.
They go to Panera Bread and they think that's fast food. But whatever. Including my own kids. I got a 21, a 13-year-old. They're like, hey, can I get that? I'm like, $14 for half a sandwich and a cup of soup.
That's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy.
Get your mother to go make you a ham and cheese and put some brown mustard on it.
What restaurants charge for soup, and it's
insane.
It's spread across the board because they all do. Like a cup of soup is like $5.
Joe,
really?
I
it's
love-
soup.
I told Rob plenty of times, I think I told you, I'm the little grumpy old man, so I'm not a big guy, so I'm not a big eater. But let me tell you something, I like soup, because I'm an old fart. Chick-fil-A is like $8 for chicken soup. I said, yo, did I buy part of the franchise?
No way, is that much?
Is it really?
I've had it somewhere, I don't even know where it is, and it's supposed to be a chicken noodle, and it's got like 2 bites of chicken. I'm like, what am I getting in here? Where's my chicken noodle?
At least give me a couple more crackers, man.
Now I'm about to text my wife and tell her, get some minestrone going on the in the pot there.
Nice. And guess what, boys? You're not that younger than me, so.
No doubt.
No doubt about that.
$1.49 Campbell's with the red can.
Chris, no. What you got on Eagles,
anyway,
bud?
But, the Birds, I'm a big PSU guy, man. That's where I wanted to go. I didn't get to go. Miles Sanders, I've been watching that guy. He's going to be a quiet beast. If you don't think he can catch the ball, you watch him surprise a lot of people. And in a pinch, he can kick return. He did it at PSU his freshman year. The kid don't have any miles on him. It's like buying a 2000. I just bought my daughter a new ride, a 2010 with 50,000 original miles on him. And he'll have many carries. And with Howard in the back, we're back to the 1-2 punch, lightning and thunder. And I just love it. I just love it. I'm ecstatic. I'm not saying Super Bowl. Like you guys know, I'm old. Every Sunday, I tell Rob every time I call him, I'm just going to enjoy it and just smile cheek to cheek when Carson goes deep. All of a sudden, he just flips one out. Know what's coming back, guys? The screen pass, because here it comes with the burger and the bun. And then they're going to run it a lot. And, Rob, I know you're a baseball guy. You know I played, too, but we talk a lot. The Phillies, man, I am done. I gave my last four games away. I'm done. It's a hot mess. By 2021, they're all going to be gone. And poor Gabe, you know I wasn't a Gabe guy. Not for his analytics. I just think the approach of hitting. I've been a hitting coach for 15 years. You don't let fastballs right down the seams go by.
Chris, where are you hitting the coach at?
Over in Haddon Township.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, I had a great conversation with Charlie about hitting tonight before I came in here. I'm gonna relay that to everybody when we come back. I appreciate the call, man.
Guys. Yeah, I never seen a manager when you talk to him. He's not telling you about runs. He's going, "Well, we got the other team to throw 21 pitches. Well, if you don't score in the first inning, you don't win, my friend. You guys have a great night. God bless you and your families. Go Birds."
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. I didn't know he was a hitting coach over there.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah, I had a great conversation tonight before I came in here with Charlie about hitting strategy, about launch angles. So I want to share that with everybody in a little bit. But also, we want to get back to what we came out with on the top of the show. Which player on this offense, right, is the most important piece to the Eagles' success outside of the quarterback? Chris was just talking about Jordan Howard. That's your guy.
That's my guy.
Miles Sanders having a nice training camp, but Jordan Howard's going to be a guy that I do think that the Eagles are going to rely on. I went with Lane Johnson as my guy, and a little bit of this Bobby Abreu versus Bryce Harper as far as who is the guy you want up in the clutch with Game 7 of the World Series on the line. And that kind of had us talking a little bit about why we underappreciate some of our stars here in the city and why do we overrate some of our stars here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti with Joe Stazak, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. You don't want to be left out of this one.
Oh my God.
FanFest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, is only a few weeks away.
And this one will be epic.
Believe it. Beach, beer, brands, cars, golf, giveaways, and more. And just added, 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, NBA Hall of Famer, number 3, Allen Iverson.
Are you kidding me?
AI appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Visit timeaftertimewatches.com and stay tuned to 97.5 The Fanatic for your chance at a legendary FanFest meet and greet with The Answer. Fanatic FanFest 2019, August 24th at Xfinity Live and only from 97.5.
Yeah, boy!
The Fanatic.
Hey, Paul.
Sprinterin.
Did you know you can switch to Sprint and get both our unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR included?
Go on.
For just $35 per month per line for 5 lines of unlimited.
Go on.
And iPhone XR has a longer-lasting battery life.
Go on.
Well, that's it. It's that simple.
It sure is. Plus, Sprint is offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. An unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR for just $35 per month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR 64GB, $15 a month, up to $16.25 a month. Credit for 18 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. If cancel early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 9:30, 20, pay $32 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. Coverage and offer not available. Otherwise, speed maximums use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
GEICO even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local GEICO agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Brian Calisi.
And I'm Tom English, and we're with the A.T. Chabot Company. We're proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Founded in 1966, A.T. Chabot is a mechanical contracting firm serving the Philadelphia area. For 53 years, A.T. Chabot has been committed to our clients, employees, and community.
We stand behind our work and believe that the foundation of our business is governed by our commitment to our clients. We are building the skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, select varieties of Tide laundry detergent and Dawn dish soap are only $4.99 with card. And select varieties of Scott paper towel and bath tissues are only $3.25 with coupon and card. Get great deals on the everyday essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America, so we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest. Based on service among quick service restaurants over 12-month period ending March 2019. Source the NPD Group Press. Price of participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guy. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports Talk for Mount Holly and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It is 8:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti with Joe Stazak here till 10, 610-632-0975. We're talking Phils. We're talking Eagles. A lot of Eagles on the table tonight. And if you want to get a pair of these tickets to the Fanatic Fan Fest. It's a hot commodity. It's coming up on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live, 1 to 5 p.m., exclusively presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. The tickets are free. You need a ticket, though, to get in. Go to 97.5.com for a list of events and FanFest features. However, just added 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, Hall of Famer, number 3, the answer. AI's going to be in the house. Joe,
that's a
Allen
big time
Iverson.
Get.
How about that? He's appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Visit timeaftertimewatches.com and stay tuned to 97.5 The Fanatic for your chance at a legendary Fan Fest meet and greet with AI. But if you want to, we got 5 pair to give away in the next 90 minutes. Give us a player, an athlete, who can do a Vince Velasquez. Somebody on a team in this town who could step in and play a different position and do it as well as Vinny did last night for the Phillies playing left field. And, oh, how about that? Hey, we got breaking news. We got double breaking news, Tyler. Incredible. Up to the minute. So Freddie Galvis goes deep. And I've been having fun with this on Twitter for about 2 months now.
Yeah.
Updating Freddie Galvis's home run totals versus Bryce Harper, calling it my favorite home run race ever. Well, Freddie went deep in a first inning, I believe, for the Blue Jays against the Orioles to tie it.
He did.
At 18-18. But as we speak right now, there it is. Bryce Harper regains the lead. Solo shot. It was a bomb, wasn't it?
Bomb.
He now takes a 19-18 lead. I keep waiting at some point, Joe. The lead's going to become insurmountable, you would think.
You think.
At some point, Bryce is going to distance himself from Freddie Galvis. It's 19-18 right now.
Hoskins just bombed one.
And Hoskins back to back. That's all they needed. See that? Now they're
back to back pitches.
Now they're on a roll. Now they're on a roll. Forget it. Here we go. Wild card, here they come.
Mm-hmm.
First round exit against the LA Dodgers.
I think we were on the last time Reese hit a home run together. I could be wrong, but
we were. It was they beat might have been a Pirates game.
And you had literally said the 3 or 4 hitter needs to hit a home run right now.
Every time I challenge these guys, they step up. It's almost as if my Twitter feed and the 97.5 The Fanatic show is being broadcast in that dugout, or at least in the clubhouse, and somebody's relaying the message to these guys. There's Rob at it again. He's challenging you guys, and they step up, and they do it.
At least someone's challenging them.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I mean, what he said last night, Gabe Kapler, after the game.
How about that?
To me, first of all, it's insulting, and if you didn't hear it, he basically said, and they lost in 15 innings last night, and they were one strike away from winning the game in the ninth inning.
Twice.
Yeah, twice they were.
The two lefties that Alvarez came in to get, both of them were down 0-2 in a count. Both of them got hits.
No, I agree. It was unbelievable. Their fourth loss this year like that. But Gabe Kapler said afterwards he loved the way they played. They dug down deep. It was a great effort. I'm sorry. To me, that's a participation trophy culture. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was sitting there in that, and listen, I'm usually on Gabe's side or defending Gabe, more of a pro Gabe than an anti Gabe guy. I'm sitting in there listening to him. Asked a couple questions. One, he quickly just dismissed, like, nah, Vince is okay, no big deal. And I couldn't believe, I couldn't believe the way he answered that question. I couldn't believe it. You have it, Tyler? You want to go with it right now? All right, let's hear it.
Certainly. I really thought the team stepped up in a major way with everything on the line and played their off. Fought and clawed for every last inch. Never quit. Even under the circumstances. And look, I was proud of that. I was proud of the Mikey play. I was proud of the Vince Velasquez plays in the outfield. Proud of Roman Quinn. Proud of the at-bats that we grinded out to the best of our ability. It was a horrible situation. Sucked. But the boys fought all the way through to the end.
Boys fought?
Yeah, they got one hit in extra innings.
The boys fought.
One hit in 6 innings.
Joe, 11 of those 15 innings last night were against a pitcher with an ERA of 5+, because the White Sox are such a bad staff. They have 4 or 5 of these guys.
Yeah.
An ERA 5+. The Phillies managed one run off those guys.
5+?
5+
sounds
ERA.
Familiar. Sounds familiar.
They turn the most average, ordinary, bad pitcher into Greg Maddux. All of a sudden. It happens all the time. I'll bet you Donald and Chester's not happy with this team. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Donald?
No, because, you know, I was just listening to that comment that Gabe said. Now, you know, me, I'm kind of an understanding type of person. I would agree with that if the pitcher all game wasn't throwing down the middle, if he wasn't throwing inside, leaving it hanging, you know, because and also the one where Harper, I know it's not about swinging for the fences all the time, but Harper had a chance to put the game away when the bases were loaded. He had a chance to hit a grand slam, you know, so.
Actually, Donald, all he had to do was hit a sack fly. Bases loaded one out. Three times they had bases loaded one out.
First, seventh, and eighth innings.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, because he had a chance to get something out of it. The only reason why I'm saying grand slam is because there's nothing wrong with going deep when pitchers are left up for you just to get behind and just for you to drive them. So it's not like it was a hard thing. But you know what? I'm going to say something. The first series against the Mets, this is way back. This is way back, like early spring, late spring. I'm sitting there watching them with a buddy of mine, and I'm seeing the way they're just taking these pitches. And I'm like, something's not right. Oh, it'll be fine. It's only early in the season. I said, this is before Kutch got hurt. I said, man, something's not right for why they're taking all these pitches up in the zone and why these pitches are coming down the pike. Why? And then on top of that, guys are throwing changeups and everything, and they're not even trying to swing at the outside fastball. He's trying to hit the corner, and everything he throws across the plate is going to have movement on it. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm being unrealistic here, but I just don't think these guys are that sharp. And once the scout report comes back, we're going to be in trouble. Oh, no, we'll be fine. Well, sure enough, this is where we at now. You know, this is exactly where we at now. And I just, you know, I mean, it's frustrating to me.
Donald, I can understand your frustration, man. I think I see a team here that is not aggressive enough when they have pitches to hit and too passive in certain situations. And then they're overly aggressive in the wrong spot, like a 2-0 off-speed pitch sometimes. I'll see a guy swinging at a 2-0 off-speed pitch.
Because you know what? You know
that's
what?
When you got to hit a fastball.
I'm going to say this one thing and then I'm done. On the contrary to what everybody else thinks about building a baseball team, I believe that you start with a strong offense first, because it's about scoring runs first, and then our pitching has to stop the other team from scoring runs. We have to score more runs than the other team. Middleton and them guys, to me, believe that they started off right. And all we had to do to fix it, because we were complaining about the pitching, was that all the offense had to do was be consistent. Because if we lose 9-7, if we lose 10-6, then they know.
Exactly.
That
they thought, Donald, they can outslug teams. And
that's right. And then
and they couldn't
and then
do
when
it.
When the deadline comes, they can go out and get a couple pitchers, and that'll put us in contention. It wasn't that they never wanted to do it. It's just that they seen that they like, well, man, we put all this money into this lineup, and these guys are not doing it.
And and I appreciate the call, man. Good stuff. They underestimated their they thought their offense actually overrated their own offense, and the guys have underachieved. They thought these guys are going to be able to win games 8-5. They thought these guys are going to outslug teams like the 08-09 team.
We were comparing them to the 09 team
right?
at the beginning of the season.
And they haven't. And that comes down to, are they, and if they're not playing up to their expectations, who's held accountable? And I've talked for weeks about the hitting coach and his philosophy and the launch angle theories and the guys going up to the plate thinking, I need to hit a home run, or I want to hit a home run, and it's okay to strike out. So I had this conversation with Charlie tonight. It was like a 20-minute hitting session. You know Charlie, once he gets on a roll, he's talking,
loves
hitting. He loves talking hitting. I was actually surprised that he's not that against it, but he brought it back to where we were on the same page. He's not against launch angle, but I'll explain it to you when we come back. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti. Joe Stazak, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Swinging camp is underway. Get an insider update with ESPN's Jim McManus every day at 4:10.
T-Mac, embedded with the birds. Hear his reports Monday through Friday at 4:10, all during training camp. Brought to you by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast at Training Camp. Online at trainingcamp.com on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strengthen muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435 or go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas here to tell you about the National Night Out in South Philly at Snyder Plaza. I'd like to invite you to join us for a night of fun and community on Tuesday, August 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney will be there to help kick off a night of fun for the entire family. Enjoy food, live entertainment, games, music, and much more. Bring the kids to see squad cars, emergency response vehicles, and even a landing of the police helicopter. And the best part is, it's all free. National Night Out enhances the relationship between neighbors and law enforcement while fostering a true sense of community. I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there too. Stop by the 97.5 The Fanatic tent and register to win tickets to the Fanatic Fan Fest. The best way to build a safer community is getting to know your neighbors and your local police. Shout out to the event co-host, the Golden Bird Group, and the Philadelphia 3rd District Police. So join us on Tuesday, August 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. on the corner of Snyder Avenue and Swanson Street at Snyder Plaza. See you there.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait. So I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTP and RFN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-741-3179. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-741-3179 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-741-3179 to see if you qualify. That's 800-741-3179.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
It's 5:30 a.m. and you wake up to an alert that your network was hacked.
Had you gotten your ISC squared CISSP certification from training camp, you would still be dreaming about the Birds QB winning the MVP this season. Avoid the alert. Wake up and get CISSP certified. Visit us online at trainingcamp.com/CISSP. Visit us today at trainingcamp.com. That's trainingcamp.com/CISSP. And use code FANATIC.
What's up, Philly? Number 62, Jason Kelsey here for my boys at Vidian Chevrolet of Phoenixville. Protect your fellow beachgoers and never text and drive.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5.
Welcome back, 97.5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti with Joe Stazak, 610-632-0975, 2009 Phillies. I can't believe it's been 10 years. They honored these guys, the 08 team. So this is going to happen every 4 years, kind of, because now in 4 years, we'll have the 15-year anniversary of the 08, and then the year after that, we'll have the 15-year anniversary of the 09 team.
Sure.
And you get to see all these guys coming back. So it was nice to see a lot of the Ryan Howard was down there tonight. John Mayberry Jr., Ben Francisco, Brett Myers, who else? Raul Ibanez. Raul was in
there.
Yeah, Raul was in the house. Some of the guys, like Cole Hamels, he's the only one who's still playing. Greg Dobbs was there. I didn't see Trouch wasn't there. J Roll wasn't there yet. Chase wasn't there yet. As I was leaving, Jason Wirth came in. There was a guy that I was trying to figure out who it was, and we just came we just figured it out by looking on the roster from 2009. Joe, tell me what you know about Jack Tashner.
Nothing.
Yeah, Jack Tashner was a left-handed reliever on that squad in 09. Appeared in 23 games. And he was there last night. He was the one guy I didn't say hello to because I forgot Jack Tashner's name.
Don't believe it. Don't blame me. Hey, listen.
491 ERA.
You weren't there when they announced the team, right? And they came out onto the field. Were you there for that?
No. I was
just curious what kind of reception Jason Wirth got, because he got booed mightily after he left.
That's
went to the
question.
Nationals. I would hope that they'd be positive.
They were good last year for Jason. Yeah.
Okay.
When he came back for the 08.
For the 08 team.
Yeah,
good.
They were good. So I don't think that they
all
would.
All right, good.
Of course, yeah, I did see some tweets that said the loudest ovation, which is usual now, Charlie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Charlie gets the loudest ovation.
Fantastic.
So I talked to Charlie. I just wanted to get his thoughts on launch angle. And he said, yeah, he talked about how Ted Williams used to, they didn't use the term launch angle, but he said it's really about the point of contact. And he's like, you know, you want to chop wood to get to the ball. So I was trying to talk to him about Mike Schmidt's hitting philosophy. And Mike Schmidt was a Hall of Famer, hit 548 home runs, and his was down and through. You go down and through the ball. And Charlie said, yeah, when you go down and you go through the ball, there is a launch angle because at the end, you're going down and through, but you're coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so there is a launch. So he doesn't have a problem with going down and through. He said the problem that he sees right now is too many guys walk up to the plate thinking, I want to hit a home run. And because they want to hit a home run, they're uppercutting everything.
Right.
So they're not going down, through, and up. They're just going straight up.
Sure.
So when you're going straight up, and now pitchers are onto this theory and they're throwing fastballs up in the zone, well, you're not going to catch up to a fastball up in the zone by uppercutting.
By going up.
Yep. You got to go down and through, and that's why you have guys striking out
so much.
As much as they are. But he was breaking it down for us, and now we look at it, and Phillies at least got two runs tonight. Corey Seidman just tweeted that 8 of Harper's 19 home runs this year have come in starts by Aaron Nola, giving Aaron Nola all the love. Well, you give Aaron Nola a home run or two, sometimes it's all that he may need. That's a good one, Tyler. 8 out of 19 with Aaron Nola on the mound. They got to win this series against this team, and then they go on the road. And you get excited about a playoff opportunity, but then when you look at the end result and say what's staring them in the face if they get through a one-game wild card is a five-game series with the Dodgers. Do you give any credence to this?
Yeah, but at least they're getting experience, kind of like the 07 Phillies. They got swept by Colorado. They made it on a final day. They got that taste of it. They hated losing. They were determined to come back and do better. And at least, even if the Phillies get this taste of it this year and get either swept by the Dodgers or losing that, for the experience has that kind of value for you. Does that give you any kind of excitement?
Not a ton, but it can't hurt. I mean, it can't hurt to make the playoffs, and it's no shame in losing to the Dodgers. So, yeah, I'd like to see them make the playoffs. I would. I'm not at all expecting anything. I just think watching this team, look at the anatomy of this team and the way they played. If they get into the playoffs, this is like a wild card. Did they really accomplish anything? That loss last night was such a killer, and they've lost several games like that this year.
Yeah.
Game four of the season, Robertson walked in the game-winning run against the Nationals.
The one in the Nationals.
A few games later, they're up 6-5 in the ninth with two outs. Ramos gives up a home run to Victor Robles, and the Nats go on to win it in 10 innings, 10-6. And then on July 13th, again, the Nats. And that's, you know, killed the Phils this year with this. But Neris has Juan Soto.
Yes.
They're up 3-2, two outs. And he jacks a 420-foot home run, a two-run shot, and they win the game.
And he was the guy who hit the one off, hit the home run in the other game, the tying home run either. Oh, no, Ramos, you said Robles hit the tying home run? In extra innings, then Soto hit a three-run jack in extra innings in that game. He just kills this
team. Yeah, they won 10-6.
Yeah.
In 10.
He just kills this team.
Robles was the home run that tied the game. That's correct. Tied the game at 6.
Here's the problem is early on in the season, they still weren't certain who they were going to use as their closer. They were trying to match it up. Robertson here, he was terrible. They finally settled into Hector Neris. He gives up too many home runs to be a legitimate
closer.
He's, for the most part, got the job done a lot this year. What's he got, 2-3 blown saves? You're not going to have Brad Lidge, by the way. He was there too tonight.
Oh, was he?
48.
One of the nicest guys you'll ever run into.
He looks like he hasn't aged him.
Does he?
Not one day.
Fantastic.
Brad Lidge. But this bullpen has been a problem throughout, and the way they try and mix and match, like going into the game last night, you knew that Hector Neris was suspended and Adam Morgan wasn't available. So the question was, Gabe, who's going to be your closer? He went into the game with the idea that it's going to be a combination of Pivetta, Nicasio, and Alvarez. The game played out exactly that way. Pivetta's in there in the eighth inning, gives up a triple, gets out of that mess. He's all fired up and pumped and ready to go out there for the ninth. And the worst thing that happened to him is this. It got to his spot with the bases loaded, and he could, with a one-run lead, bases loaded, one out, he couldn't let Pivetta hit and go out there for the ninth.
Right.
Pinch hit for him. Sean Rodriguez strikes out. And now Pivetta's out of the game. So now it goes to Nicasio and Jose Alvarez. So it played out exactly the way that Gabe had figured, and it just backfired. The one thought was this. Vince Velasquez wasn't available to pitch last night, but he was available to play left field. And the reason he wasn't available to pitch was because he threw a bullpen before the game. I talked to some people down there about some of the old-time philosophies and some of the ways if a guy who was going to throw a bullpen and you knew you were going to be down, how that was going to shake out. So I'll give you that when we come back. 6-1-0, because it would not have played out the way it did last night, Joe. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti, Joe Stazak, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Gather with your Fanatic football family right here. We're talking Eagles on 97.5, The Fanatic.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-570-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-570-9898. That's 1-800-570-9898. 1-800-570-9898.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Okay, Pickles, smile for Daddy's gram.
Aw, cute. Are you smiling because Daddy's got 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month?
You know dogs can't actually smile.
Nuh-uh, look at him. Who loves data? You do, little popper whopper snuffle lump. Woof. Sorry.
Join the 10 million customers already smiling on Cricket and get 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month.
Unlimited plan only required on all 4 lines. Discount per line varies. Data speed limited to max 3 megabits per second. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, Cricket may slow data speeds when network is busy. Fees, usage, and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. See store for details.
Hey, you! You!
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
It's 9 p.m., 97.5. 975, the Fanatic. You like a little Marky Mark in a Funky Bunch? Is that what that is?
Love me some Marky Mark.
Rob Motti, Joe Stazak, here till 10 p.m., 610-632-0975. Haven't checked in on the Twitter, Fanatic Twitter poll question of the day. Let's take a look at it. Now that Bryce has gone deep tonight, now that Bryce has gone yard, maybe this question is going to swing even more in his favor. We asked you an hour ago, 2 hours, however long it's been since we came on here, who would you want up to bat in Game 7 with the bases loaded, two outs, you're down a run, and the World Series is on the line? We're close to 1,000 votes. That home run, I think, that he hit tonight has swung another percentage point
recency
his way.
Bias.
How about that? Bryce is now 53%, and Bobby Abreu is at 47%.
Still close.
It really is close. We're going to continue it till tomorrow. It probably close after, what do you want, noon
I'm
or
on
four?
Noon to 4.
Noon to 4, so it might close a little bit after you. I'll be here 8 to noon. And that had us talking about some of the guys
who midnight.
8 to midnight, yes. I'll be here 8 to midnight. I don't want to show up at 8 in the morning. That had us talking about some of the guys who are underappreciated on this team, in this city. Guys that we underappreciate, the stars that we've underappreciated, and why we underappreciate some of them, and why do we overrate others? And in a case of a Bobby Abreu who went into the Phillies Wall of Fame tonight, I think it's really valid what you said is just the perception of once that narrative gets written,
sure.
Once that he tiptoes at the warning track one time and then maybe does it again, now he becomes a guy who's afraid to go into the wall. And it doesn't matter how many 30-30 seasons he had, doesn't matter how many times he hit 300, the perception becomes he's not a Philly guy.
Soft.
He's soft. He's not tough enough. He's not Aaron Rowan. He's not going to run through a fence and break his face. And Mike, way back in the 7 o'clock hour, called and said he thinks that's a stupid fan base mentality. When you would rather have that tough, gritty guy over the better all-around ball player.
I'll take the better all-around ball player, but I'd rather see the better all-around ball player play with heart. Not do anything stupid,
right.
But, you know, I'd like to see guys run out ground balls. I like to see hustle. I like to see hustle and effort.
I like to see it when it matters most. A guy like Jimmy Rollins used to get criticized for it, but he would go first to third on any single.
Mm-hmm.
He would go first to home on a double in the gap. He did it in that playoff game. Chooch hit the double. There was a nice highlight I saw today circulating, and it was great for two things. One, it was Bobby Abreu, and today he's being celebrated, but the other was it was a Harry Callis call. And it was an extra inning game, and you don't see this too often. It was an extra inning game. I believe it was against the Giants. Tie game, bottom of the 11th or whatever inning it was, and he hits an inside the park walk-off home run.
Jimmy?
No, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby. Really?
Yeah, Bobby Abreu. So here's the perception, right, of this guy who doesn't want to go into the wall, yet he's running as fast as he can around those bases to get an inside the park home run, and he was stole 400 bases in his career.
Did he really?
Yeah, he stole 400 bases.
I didn't remember him for his speed.
Two times he was 30-30, eight times he had a 20-20 season. So when it gets time to really crunch those numbers and look down at his Hall of Fame candidacy, it's good. I'm going to have a tough time passing him over once I can see that ballot clear up. The problem is, Joe, the ballot comes out and you're only allowed a maximum of 10. And because guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and some of these other players are still on the ballot because they're not in the Hall of Fame, and my philosophy is to vote for those guys. I don't know who cheated. I don't know who didn't. So I
was going to just ask you, what is your philosophy?
I vote the numbers.
Good.
Because
I would agree.
If one guy got caught but another guy didn't, how do I know?
You don't.
How do I know who took what when?
Pitchers could have been taking it.
Exactly. So I'm like, the only thing that's fair all across the board is to vote the numbers.
I love you, man. That's
just
awesome.
Just vote down, straight down the middle. So because a lot of these other voters don't have that same philosophy and that same way of approaching the ballot, there's a ton of guys who are still on there, like Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds, and that clogs it up. So now when I get to 10, I don't even have time to look at a Bobby Abreu. I don't. And Scott Rowland, he's another one. You look at his numbers closely, he's got a legitimate case for the Hall of Fame. I haven't been able to look at him closely enough yet. So next year we'll have guys like who are automatic first ballots. There, Jeter, somebody like that. You know, Jim Tomey just had gone in first ballot. It gets tough, man. And we just saw Roy Halladay go in.
Yeah,
and that was great to see. 610-632-0975. Eagles are getting set tomorrow for their first practice and only practice at the link.
Only one.
Were you disappointed by that? The fact that they cut it to
me,
one.
The fact that they're charging people,
even though the money's going to charity.
Listen, Eagles are a $1 billion operation. Why don't you cut the check and let us go in for free? Do you need to turn it into a charity thing that sell it that way? And I agree, they're not making any money off of it, but
it's a good point.
Write your own check and let the fans go in for free.
Yeah,
just my opinion.
Is it $5, $10? I don't know, Tyler. Do you know? Is it five or
I thought
ten?
It's ten.
I think it's a ten.
Yeah, it's a ten spot.
So you want to go down there now, and I'm sure parking's free. Parking's got to be. Right?
Parking is free.
I wonder if the concessions are going to... I don't remember these.
If they have a chance to make some money, they'll be open.
They'll be open, right? Yeah, so now you're charging everybody $10 to get in. So a family of four wants to go down. It's still a nice opportunity.
I mean, man, we're talking about practice, man.
Hey. Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. For $40 to go down. And here's the thing, too. When I go to the daily training camp, there's a bunch of fans there. And they are either suite holders or like they're it's an exclusive number of, but they're getting that experience and they're getting up close and all that stuff. And yeah, I had a conversation with somebody down there who was like, oh, I wish it was back in Lehigh. It was awesome then. People would go in. It would be so cool. And it was awesome. But hey, like you said, it comes down to this. It's just practice.
That's all it is.
And talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Not a game. I was about to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice.
I love that, man.
It's great.
I remember that night.
My favorite press conference.
Were you there?
I was not there. It was one of the few I did not go to. I can't believe it.
I was at the Phillies had a game. I was at the Vet because this was like 01 or 02. Got the call from Karen Fresco. And remember Karen?
I certainly
do. She was terrific. They did a great job, Karen.
She got kind of railroaded.
And Dave Kosky. They did a great job. Yeah, Dave's phenomenal back in the Pat Croce days. And got a call, said, hey, you're going to want to come over across the street because Alan's going to be available. All right, go across the street. Alan's, no one knew or saw what was coming. And that's been, it's just a legendary news conference.
I remember watching it. I was at my parents' house. And again, I used to go to all of them. When I worked for Fox and all the other stations I worked for, I remember as this going on, I turned to my dad. I said, "This is historic. What's happening right now is an historic press conference. This is incredible. It was incredible."
I lost count. I remember trying to count. What is it? 17? I think it was 17 times.
At least,
the same practice. I lost count of that, and I was like, "Wow, this is cool." I enjoyed Alan. I enjoyed covering him. Sometimes he made it difficult. But I was on the beat then, and it was a fun time. It was exciting. It was interesting, and you never knew what you were going to get.
Never
practice, man. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talk.
I can listen to him all the time. You know what? He's going to be at this Fanatic Fan Fest.
I know.
He's going to be at the Fanatic Fan Fest, and there's an opportunity for a Fan Fest meet and greet with AI. So you're definitely want to tune into the station. Once we get those details and let you know, and of course, all the information is on 97.5thefanatic.com. We got 5 pair of tickets to give out in this final hour. We're going to give them out. Hey, we just want some players that you want to put at a different position, kind of like a Vinny Velasquez last night. Pitcher playing left field, and he excelled at it. I got to give you mine. I'm still thinking. I'm gonna come up with mine. Let's get to Scott in Barrington here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Brother Rob, what's going on?
How you, man?
Good, good. Brother Joe,
Scotty, what's up, babe?
Man, my two favorite hosts, man. What's going on?
Oh, you say that to all the guys and gals, but we appreciate
it. Now, you guys are up there. You guys are up there with my boy, Brother D.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you, Brother J. You know me and you go back a long way. But looking forward to seeing you this year, Brother Rob, at the Fanatic Fan Fest.
Thank you.
Let's get down to business. I'm going to take up your time. I got to throw in there. I got an Eagles point and a Phillies point, but the Iverson thing, yeah, but I'm going to say my sports, my Philadelphia memorable moment was Teal in the driveway doing sit-ups.
How great was that? You can't beat that.
I remember my boy was taking care of his grandmother at the time. Son, I'm like, then we had two babies we were waiting for us. I'm wishing because my girl's in the other room. I'm like, son, where are you at? I see helicopters in Morristown. I said, dude, what's going on in Morristown with my jaywalking? Let me turn on the news because, you know, Morristown, no offense, it's a rich town over here and nothing goes on. I turn on the TV. I'm like, this son of a gun is doing sit. I said, son, the helicopter's for T.O., but man, oh, man. But the funny part, fellas, his grass is messed up.
Dude, that was the first thing I noticed when I was there, Scott, and I'm looking at his grass and I'm saying, man, he's got to get himself a landscaping company out here to take care of his lawn.
Yeah, with Morristown.
Right, the property value, I'm sure the neighbors in that neighborhood were not happy.
The Homeowners Association, right? Probably
no
filing grievances.
That was a crazy time. What you got on the Phillies, Scott?
With the Phillies, I want to throw a name out there. I'm happy Mr. O'Brien is going in, but how about Raul Ibanez? Do you think he would deserve to be put up on that wall? Because I liked his style when he was here.
He was only here for three years.
Okay.
I don't know if they have any criteria. I think they do, Scott. They may have criteria where he had to have been here for X amount of years. I'll try and find out because that is a good question. He was only here 3 years. They were three pretty good ones, especially the first one when he hit 34 homers.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
He ended up in 3 years hitting 70 homers, batted .264. I'm not sure if he can get in. The other one that I was thinking about is a Cliff Lee. Now, Cliff Lee had the two stints with the Phillies, 2009, then they traded for him again, and he had like parts of four seasons.
Can't do it.
No, right?
He gave up that four-run lead in the Cardinals game.
Mm.
Gave up that four-run lead on Black Sunday.
That's how Brother Joe was by. He said that real quick.
How about that? he don't forget that one.
That one hurt.
Yeah, it did.
Turned that series around.
He sure did.
Yeah, definitely did. Thanks for the answer, fellas. And love you guys. And my last question, give me a little resume on this guy we picked up from the Pittsburgh Pirates at outfielder. Once again, fellas, it's the answer. Peace. God bless. Fanatic Fan Fest countdown goes on.
Got it, Scotty.
I love it, Scotty. Thank you. Corey Dickerson, he's talking about. Corey came in again. He came here with a little bit of a groin, kind of a groin strain.
Oh, lovely.
And that's why he pinch hit last night in his first game, wasn't starting tonight against the lefty. Gabe said he anticipates having Corey Dickerson in the lineup a lot. They're going to have to make a decision when Jay Bruce is healthy again. And then here's the deal. You got two left fielders who are left-handed hitting, so it's not like it's going to be a platoon. Corey Dickerson's batting .313 this season. He's a guy who had shown the ability to get on base, career on base, .329. He's a career .285 hitter. Hasn't really had a lot of pops since 2017 when he hit 27 homers. The next year, he cut him in half, went down to 13. I think he's a professional hitter, and I think you're going to see a lot of him. Scott mentioned the T.O. On the lawn.
Yeah.
I just remember when that happened. That was before the era of Twitter, Joe. That was before the time of, like, everything's happening and the whole world can see it at the same time. And I reached out to I must have been on my way from Lehigh because he got kicked off the team, coming home, maybe going wherever before I found out the whole thing was happening at the lawn. And I reached out to Drew Rosenhaus. So Drew calls me and he said, what's the situation like there in Philly? Is it getting bad? What's happening? Do I need to put out a statement? And I was like, Drew, you need to be here.
You need to be here.
You need to be here, not just put out a statement. And he, at that point, because you didn't have everything happening in real time on the social media, this was, what was it, 2005?
Yes.
It was the year after the Super Bowl, right? It was 2005. He was like, oh, I need more than a statement. And the next thing you know, he shows up. They put out a statement first. He shows up. They're on the lawn. They're doing the interview, and that happens. But in the overall scope of infamous Philadelphia press conferences, I would still take practice over to T.O. Sit-ups.
Gotta take practice.
Every time, right?
Gotta take practice.
I would take you take the practice, Tyler.
Can't top it.
Oh yeah, all day. But if I did have those abs, I would definitely be doing sit-ups on my front lawn.
He's doing hammer. He is jacked,
dude. If I had T.O.'s abs, I'd never wear a shirt.
Never.
Why would
wear
you
a shirt?
Right? I tell my wife all the time. Like, I'd cut the lawn shirtless. She's like, no, you can't. No, I was like, if I look like T.O.,
I wouldn't own a shirt.
You know what? You don't even have to go back to T.O. Gabe Kapler.
Did you see his guns last night?
Man, Gabe's
jacked.
They
wore tank tops during batting practice.
Oh.
Jacked.
I was pregame too.
Pregame.
Pregame. He had the guns out.
Like
he's tanking. I'm like looking at the veins going. Gabe.
Veins were popping.
He is no doubt not only manager, probably player. There's nobody on that team. Jake Arrieta is in pretty good shape.
Pretty good shape. But I saw him in a tag. Doesn't compare.
Nothing like Gabe Kapler.
Unbelievable.
If I love either one of those guys, you won't wear a shirt at all. 610-632-0975 is the number to get in. We want to give away these Fanatic Fan Fest tickets. I'm trying to think of a guy that I would put at a different position. Basketball, you know, like Ben Simmons, for example, is easy because Ben could play all five. You can put Ben anywhere. So I don't want to go with that. I was trying to think of hockey. Sometimes you can get a defenseman. You have to put him on a wing. It's not as crazy. Like a pitcher playing left field is a weird thing. It's a difficult thing. A linebacker, like you said in your case, Camu Grugier-Hill, kicking is rare. You're not going to see that unless there's an injury.
Sure.
So I was trying to think of something along those lines. Lane Johnson quarterbacked in high school. And my answer is Lane Johnson tonight for everything. I think the offense, he's the most important guy next to Carson Wentz. And now I'm going, Lane quarterbacked in high school. If you got to a situation, right, nowadays with the two quarterbacks, right, they don't have, the third one's always inactive.
Sure.
You get to a situation in a game, Carson's out, Nate Sudfeld's out, Cody Kessler's inactive. You're still trying to win the game. You don't have a healthy lead. You're trying to win the game here. I know Nelson Aguilar threw a pass. Trey Burton's not here. He had thrown the touchdown pass to Nick Foles. They ain't going to sack Lane Johnson.
Problem is, how's his mobility? I know he's fast for a lineman. And second of all, you don't have anyone at right tackle protecting
him.
Now
you got nobody at right tackle. That's what's the issue with mine. I still want to see Lane Johnson.
But he can sling it.
Yeah, he could definitely sling
it. A lot of those guys were quarterbacks in high school. You know, the best athletes on the team.
He played tight end some, too.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he? So Chip Kelly drafted him in 13. Remember some of Chip Kelly's formations when he'd have his tackle out wide
split.
And you'd see that potentially there could be a screen pass to Lane Johnson never developed.
For a different position, and this isn't a Philly one, but like you said, you were thinking hockey. I was thinking, what if you just throw Chara in goal? I know it's more than being big.
What's he, 6'10"?
Is it Dano Chara?
Yeah, 6'10".
I know playing goalie's more than just being a big guy, but...
Yeah, he's definitely got the size to block it. The wingspan, yeah. If you want to go with
42 years old, you want to put a guy that old in net?
Hey, I'm just throwing stuff out there.
I like it, man. I like it.
Yours is wacky as mine putting Lane Johnson under center. I'm over here trying to put Lane Johnson. I wonder who the Eagles' emergency quarterback is. I got to find that out. Emergency quarterback, it would probably have to be like... one of the wide receivers had to have.
Or a defensive back.
Yeah, somebody
who's fast,
like that.
Lean, can sling it.
Somebody can throw. Usually the D-backs just couldn't catch.
I think Aguilar was a quarterback, too, in high school, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did throw to pass to Foles in week one last.
Yes, he did.
And his was a little deeper than Trey's was a one-yard pass. I think that was like maybe might have carried in the air 5 yards.
He can sling it.
Yeah, It most likely would be somebody like that, and Nelson Aguilar. So, in addition to our Eagles topic tonight, and who do you want up to plate? Who do you want up to bat with the game on the line, Bryce or Bobby Abreu? Give us a guy that you would put out of position. Somebody who could do a Vince Velasquez. Scott, you got to give me anything's going to beat my Lane Johnson or Tyler's Dano Chara between the pipes. And you give us some good ones. We'll give you a pair of Fanatic Fan Fest tickets. We got two more segments to go, Joe. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti, Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. You don't want to be left out of this one.
Oh, my God!
FanFest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, is only a few weeks away.
And this one will be epic.
Believe it. Beach, beer, brands, cars, golf, giveaways, and more. And just added, 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, NBA Hall of Famer, number 3, Allen Iverson.
Are you kidding me?
AI appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Visit timeaftertimewatches.com and stay tuned to 97.5 The Fanatic for your chance at a legendary FanFest meet and greet with The Answer. Fanatic FanFest 2019, August 24th at Xfinity Live and only from 97.5.
Yeah, boy!
The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. If you want to make your summer funner, go where I go, DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. They've got everything motorsports, from motorcycles and off-road vehicles to the ultimate in summer fun, Yamaha Wave Runners. Stop in and check out the all-new 2019 Yamaha EXR that's perfect for entry-level riders. For the more experienced riders, check out the FX Series. It truly raises the bar of luxury. At DHY Motorsports, is all about family, and you can be sure the person you bought from will be there when you come back for your gear or your first service, or your next toy. Join me at their next bike night, Monday, August 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m. for free photos and autographs. Show off your bike, grab a bite to eat, plus stop by and see me to win FanFest tickets and a chance to win a Wave Runner of your own. So go fast, go now, go to DHY Motorsports. Of course, you can shop online at DHY.com, but the best thing you can do is check out their showroom on 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. DHY Motorsports is the official power sports partner of 97.5 The Fanatics FanFest.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gathered together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait. So I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTP and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
You've been lied to. lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-570-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-570-9898. That's 1-800-570-9898. 1-800-570-9898.
There's no need to pay for local TV channels like CBS and ABC. You can watch your local news and sports for free with an over-the-air antenna offer from Sling TV. With Sling TV and an HD antenna, you'll get a complete entertainment solution and won't have to pay for your local channels. And Sling actually lets you choose your channel lineup. Antennas are easy to install, compact, and provide HD picture quality. For a limited time, Sling is offering a special HD antenna when you prepay 2 months of Sling. Go to sling.com/radio to learn more. Channels depend on your location and services. Restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guy. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports Talk for Willingboro and all of Burlington County.
975 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Rob Motti, Joe Stazak. Joe, I know you're hungry. I know I'm a little hungry. This might make you a little bit
starving.
Even more hungry because Philly Burger Brawl is back, presented by Jim Beam. There's a new date Sunday, September 15. There is a new location, the Philadelphia Navy Yard. Enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Plus, there is an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. The proceeds will benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to phillyburgerbrawl.com. That about seals it now. As soon as we get out of here, I might have to get a burger. Reading that, I'm that hungry. And you know what? That was on the menu tonight at the Phillies Dining Room, I believe. Saturdays are usually burgers. It's a good menu. It's of all the teams in the city who put out a nice pregame spread. Now, the Phillies are $10. Other teams, I think they're right around there. The Eagles are free, but the Phillies are $10, but you get a nice spread, you get a nice salad, you get a nice option for fruit, you get a good meal. Now I'm really missing out on some.
Sounds good, man. You're killing me. You're killing me over here.
It's too
famished.
We can't even head over there and eat because they closed the dining room. I think it's like after three innings or something like that.
They give a good spread over there.
Yeah, it's
they always give a good spread.
It's really, they got great ice cream.
Great ice cream.
I'm at 37 games, no ice cream in the Phillies press box.
What?
I'm trying to, and I love ice cream.
What? Wait, what happened?
I'm trying to beat DiMaggio, 56 game streak. and you know, we were talking, like, you go in these cycles where you're eating really good. So I started in the beginning of the season, I probably was like in a good 3-4 day stretch where I was eating really good and I didn't have ice cream. I was like, oh, let me see how long this continues. And it just kept going and just kept going.
Wow.
I'm like, now I got to beat Joe
good
D.
Good for you.
Now I got to try. But they still ain't got the Gabe Kapler body, no matter what.
Oh, my God.
6106. Nobody. 6106. I bet you it's one of the reasons why after last night's game, my phone's blowing
blowing up. People are coming at you on social. They got to fire Gabe Kapler. Oh, really? The 3-4-5-6 hitter with 2-for-24.
Yep.
Left 16 men on base. Was that Gabe Kapler's fault? Yeah, but he used the center fielder to pitch. Okay, but if the 3-4-5-6 hitter would have got one clutch, not even a hit, there were opportunities for sacrifice flies that would have won them the game earlier in the game. I don't know what it is about this town. They don't want to jump on the athlete as much as they always want to jump on the coach or the manager.
I give props to Matt Klintak for one of his recent press conferences. He put it on his stars. Stars have to start playing. They have to start playing. And, you know, I fault the players more than the manager. Manager can't go out there and swing the bat. I put it on the players. I'm sorry. Whether Gabe Kapler should be fired or not, I don't know. But, again, players have to produce. They're getting paid a lot of money, and they're out there to produce, and they're not cutting it. They're just not cutting it.
That's the big key. When you got star players underachieving, you can look at the hitting coach and say, okay, which hitter on this team has come here, anyone, since this hitting coach took over, John Mailey, and has elevated their game? Nobody.
Why is Mailey still here?
Yeah, I don't know. In the two years that he's been here, not one player. Last year, Mike Elfranco went from 230 the previous year to, I think, he hit 270 last year. He's the only guy who went up significantly. Everyone else stayed at the same level or went down. Now you look at Carlos Santana last year, the only bad year of his career. Now he's batting cleanup in the All-Star game for Cleveland.
Killing it.
After he leaves. You look at JT Realmuto. You look at Bryce Harper. Even Gene Segura, who's hit over 300 the last 3 years, comes here. He's hovering around a 270 mark, 280 mark. Bryce is under 250. JT's had a nice season, but he hasn't taken his game to another level. And it's Gabe's loyalty that I believe might be his undoing. Because he might reach a point, they might reach that point where they go to the manager and say, listen, if you're not going to move on from some of these coaches, somebody's got to take the fall. And if you're not going to part with your hitting coach and your pitching coach, it's going to be you.
I totally agree. He's going down with the shit.
And what happens? At what point? When does that happen? What does it take for that to happen? At what point will...
Well, let me ask you something. Whose call is it to fire the coaches?
It's the manager, but there could be some pressure put on him.
It's not Klintak?
Ultimately, Klintak and McPhail can have final say.
Mm-hmm.
But the manager can get his arm twisted. And the manager doesn't want to part with guys that he hired.
Sure.
They're his guys, right? But sometimes a manager, like in the case of Charlie, when he fired Milt Thompson a few years ago, whenever that was, in season, he felt bad doing it. But somebody had to take the fall,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't going to be Charlie. So even he was able to move on from Milt Thompson. If Gabe is unwilling to do that, that's where Klintak's got to step in and say, listen, we need a change. These guys are not responding. This pitching staff, we're talking about the hitting, the pitching staff, everyone's agreeing. Even Arenola, you look at Arenola's numbers, he's not as dominant as he was last year. He's taking a little bit of a step back, too.
Yeah.
And that's the pitching coach.
Both coaches have struggled mightily.
And I don't know if it's going to take them not making the playoffs or if it's they need another collapse. Like I feel if this team spirals downward and finishes with another losing season, then you might see somebody held accountable. But I don't think it should come to that. I think it should be step in. If they win 84 games or they win 86 games, whether they go to the playoffs or not, the totality of the season and last season, it's not good enough when you have these stars underperforming. Because if you're not going to put it on the stars and you're not going to put it on the players, somebody's got to be held accountable.
Someone's got to be held accountable for the mess. I mean, it's a mess. I'm sorry. It's they're a tough watch. They blow games, you know, the hitters go into slumps. A Harper 0-for-6 last night. I mean, the meat of the order was just bad. Bad last night. Chicago had lost 8 of 9 coming in. They won last night, and they're hanging in there tonight against Aaron Nola.
It's terrible.
They hit two back-to-back home runs.
Bats are dead still.
That's it.
They're
still dead.
The bats are still dead. Overall, what do they have right now? Three hits. Through six innings, they got three hits. Two of them are home runs. And the other, by everybody's favorite whipping boy, Andrew Knapp.
Yeah.
Starting, got a hit tonight. Double, in fact.
Wow.
Andrew Knapp actually got a extra base hit tonight, and here we are, still struggling through. They're going to reach a they're going to reach a point tonight where they need a closer, and you don't know who's going to be that guy who's going to be called on, and you would have hoped that there'd be some distance. There'd be a 5-1 lead, an 8-1 lead. Nope. Offense is not getting the job done. But you know what? The fans aren't getting on Bryce. I could just scroll through my phone right now, Joe, and look at some text messages here. And you got guys who are telling me that Bryce Harper's just having a great season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you watching? What are they watching? Are you serious?
A great season.
Shitting what he did last year. Listen, he was the best player available, and that's why, in my opinion, they paid him all that money. It's not like he ever hit 50 home runs. And
once he hit 40, that was it.
Yeah, that's it. He's a good player.
4 years ago.
He's a good player, but it's certainly not worth $330 million. But, again, he was the best player available. It's not my money. And like you said, probably made it up in ticket sales and merchandise.
Yeah, it was a great business decision.
I agree.
It was a great business decision. John Middleton read the fan base. He must have listened to numerous shows. You did them. I did them all throughout the offseason, yeah. Especially after the Eagles lost in January, and we really got into some baseball conversation. We put up a poll tonight. Who do you want hitting in the bottom of the ninth in the World Series? We would put up the Bryce Harper versus Manny Machado. Should they get Bryce? It was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
This city, the hosts on this station, everybody thought you got to go out and get Bryce Harper. I questioned it. I thought maybe you could spend your money in different ways and fill holes here and there and sign some of these 1 or 2 year deals for guys like the Josh Donaldsons and the Nick Markakis's and the Mike Moustakas, and who, by the way, is having a great season. But it shouldn't have even been that decision, because they had the money to spend on Bryce Harper and they had the money to spend on pitching. They neglected the pitching. They signed Bryce Harper because the fans wanted him. The fans got excited. They ran to the ticket office. They got the tickets. They bought the jerseys. They're buying everything else. They're eating it up. They have their superstar. He's underperforming, and they neglected the pitching. And that's been the biggest
problem.
Totally
irresponsible, in my opinion, Matt Klintak, for ignoring the pitching staff. And they've gone backwards. Pitching staff's gone backwards since last year.
I will say this. I actually, he was not a big name. I liked that Jason Vargas pickup.
That was a good pickup.
It wasn't Zach Greinke,
no.
Right? It wasn't a headline grabber.
It wasn't
grabber.
A headliner, but it was okay. It's an upgrade.
He was an upgrade. He's a guy, he reminds me of Jamie Moyer. He's going to go out there. He's going to throw his soft stuff, and he's going to keep teams off balance. He got a lot of guys who throw hard. He comes in with his soft stuff. He's going to keep you in a game, 6 innings, 7 innings. Problem is, some of those games are going to be like last night. He gives up 2 runs, and they can barely get 3. When Jamie Moyer did it, he had that offense behind him.
Oh, yeah.
He had an ERA.
Big
of like,
red machine.
He might have had an ERA in the high 4s and won 15 games. Because he had that kind of offense.
Yes,
behind
he did.
610-632-0975. One more segment. Joe Stazak, Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. The home of the best Eagles coverage. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit gbca.com to learn more.
I'm Mark Petrini with Pete Petrini & Sons, and we're proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Pete Petrini & Sons has served the concrete construction field for 71 years, earning its reputation as the region's trusted resource for quality work and superior service. We are the complete start-to-finish concrete work provider for the commercial construction industry in the Philadelphia region. We are building this skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Gary Cooper. It was a small complex of bungalows in the LA neighborhood of Echo Park in the early 70s that gigging in collaboration between Linda Ronstadt, Glenn Frey, and Jackson Browne was the beginning of Southern California rock. More at FocusOnRock.com.
The first thing every morning.
Jimmy Dean breakfast
and
sandwiches.
The last thing. Every night.
Enjoy them anytime.
This weekend at Kohl's, everyone gets Kohl's cash. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything. Spend it on anything, even our biggest brands. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get. No limits. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 purchase of back-to-school items. Plus, free Amazon returns now at all Kohl's stores. Kohl's. 10 off 50 offer valid August 2nd through 18th with promo code BTS10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Whatever. Why not? What's up? Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Ida's big summer sale, they're extending it. And you get 40% off every window and door you buy. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires at the end of August. So call Guided today and schedule a free in-home estimate. 1-877-GO-GUIDE is the number. Check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, the loss of the enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
Offices, Philadelphia.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Target. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
What's up, Philly? Number 62, Jason Kelsey here for my boys at Vidian Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram. Protect your fellow beachgoers and never text and drive.
Our hosts were actually born and raised here. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's 945, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti, Joe Stazak with you. A little bit of one more segment here. 610-632-0975. We'll just be here for a little while longer. Joe, I'm going to take one final look at this. Bryce Harper, Bobby Abreu, and see where we stand on that. We asked, who do you want up to bat in Game 7 with the bases loaded, two outs down a run, World Series on the line? You said Bryce. I said Bobby. Over 1,000 votes. You're winning, my man. 53%.
Still holding at 53.
It's close. Wow. It's close. It's close. I gave the numbers, the clutch numbers. Bobby's got better ones. The two outs, runners in scoring position, Bobby's got much better. He's got much better clutch numbers, runners in scoring position. Bryce this year, though, in a Phillies uniform, has done far and away better than he has over the course of his career.
Yeah.
This year, his numbers in the clutch, his numbers with runners in scoring position are pretty good. I've had this running conversation with my buddies today on text message, and we kind of had, I think Ty talked about this earlier today, too. Tyrone talked about fans being a little soft on Bryce Harper, being soft because they're giving him sort of a free pass in his first season here. Last night he did get it. Finally took, I think it was his sixth at bat. He heard just a smattering of boos. Do you think that there's a grace period with Bryce Harper that
yes,
no matter what he does this year, fans are not going to put too much pressure on him?
Unless he completely tanks and hits 210 and 22 home runs. Yeah, he gets a pass. He gets a little bit of time. I think they haven't killed him this year.
And no,
he's really under.
No.
He kind of has underperformed, in my opinion. What does he have, 19 home runs?
19 now.
19 at the bank. Really?
Yeah.
Playing 81 at the bank. So, I think the fans like him so much, they are hesitant to boo because I think he's really ingratiated himself to the fan base. So
he's done a terrific job.
He gets a little bit of a grace period.
So do you think this will continue into next season?
Continue into next season?
The grace period, free pass.
If he stinks next year, no, they'll kill him.
So you think it's a one-year
deal?
Going to let you get acclimated to the city.
Yeah.
You said all the right things. He really endeared himself to this fan base. He still continues to go out there, and there's that See, hustle, I think hustle's a perception, too. Because I'll give you this. A game earlier this year in New York against the Mets, I think it was shortly before, right, the series before the All-Star break.
Okay.
There was a foul ball that was close to the line. Bryce never left the box. It was caught barely foul.
Wow.
Keith Hernandez doing the New York side of it, TV, right? Keith does TV for the Mets. Absolutely blistered him. How do you stand in the box and watch that ball? It could have went fair. It was on the road, so the Phillies fans weren't there.
Right.
I don't know what the camera showed, so Phillies fans may not have seen him stand at the plate and not run out of the box. There was a columnist in New York, Phil Mushnick, who does, I think he's like does TV and media columns.
Okay.
Absolutely blistered him and called on that. So there's the perception that he hustles all the time, but here I'm giving a flat out, like a case of, in which, imagine if that was Gene Segura.
Killed.
Right?
Killed.
Imagine if that was J-Roll.
Jimmy used to get killed, too, for doing
he did.
It.
Yeah. And Jimmy would get it. Ryan Howard never got it for lack of hustle. He got it for striking out. A whole ton. And the sad thing about Ryan Howard's career is he was headed for a Hall of Fame career. Once he tore his Achilles,
he was done.
That big man
never came back from it.
Tearing his Achilles. Yeah, what was that?
That was Cardinals in Game 5.
2011 series.
Ended,
they lost that 2-1?
They lost 1-0, Carpenter.
1-0. Carpenter outdueled Roy Halladay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Chase hit a ball to the warning track.
Yes, he did.
I think Raul hit a ball to the warning track, and it was like a cold, brisk October night.
Yes, it was.
Two balls that would have been out of there if it was June, July, even August, but... And that was it. They haven't been back to the play. The next year, 2012, 81 and 81... And it's been a losing season ever since. Maybe that'll change. Maybe that'll change this year. We'll find out. The one team we don't think will have a losing season and expectations for are through the roof are your Philadelphia Eagles. Tomorrow night they'll have their first practice outside. I know a lot of people are going down to that. They're excited for it. Man, I'm looking at this team, and I'm thinking about the Super Bowl, and we talked about Super Bowl or bust. I don't know what I need to see in the preseason, because preseason's preseason.
Brutal.
And I don't know that there's anything that I could see in preseason that's going to make me feel like, okay, they're a definite. But I think it's who comes out. For me, it'll be who comes out the healthiest going into the regular season between them and Dallas.
All I care about in the preseason is that they come out healthy. Other than that, I glean nothing from preseason.
Right?
Virtually nothing from preseason.
Do you need to see Carson Wentz in the preseason?
Do I need? No. I don't really need to see him. I mean, he'll get some snaps and, you know.
Couple series.
Knock the rust off again.
Yeah.
Couple series. I need to see him from jump play like he did in 2017. You know, last year his numbers, I don't want to call them hollow numbers. His numbers were actually better from when he played than the previous year, but he went 5-6, could have closed out the Tennessee game, could have closed out the Carolina game. I need to see him finish games. I need to see him come up and act like the best player on the team because he's supposed to be.
I want to see him take that leap from his second season in the league. He was on pace to win the NFL MVP.
Sure he was.
Got hurt. Last year, we know what that season was, coming back from injury, maybe a little bit of compensation, the back gets hurt. I want to see him take his game to that level where he joins the... Because right now, it's a conversation. It's not automatic where you put him in the elite of the quarterbacks. There's Tom Brady, there's Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck, those guys. Carson's kind of been on those that bottom third of that top tier or upper third of that second tier.
I agree.
I want to see him make it a absolute no-brainer and join that elite quarterback and be there for a decade.
I think he can be. I don't think it was an anomaly. But having said that, he was elite in 3 years for 13 games. Very elite in those 13 games. I think we've seen what he can do. Disappointing last year. I'll give him some slack because of the injuries. I need to see him play like he did in 2017 and really take a step, like you said, into the elite category because I think he has the skill set to be elite.
Yeah, he takes that leap into the Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady territory. This team will have, they'll be in good shape for a decade to go. Well, Joe, this has been fun, man.
We're done.
This has been fun. 3 hours
like ever.
We're almost done. The Phillies are almost done. How about that, huh?
Up 3-1 now.
Yeah, last night I'm at the ball yard, and I'm there till like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, this one's going quick.
Tonight I take a night off. I come here and do some radio. I'm like, do I go home right afterwards? Do I maybe stop by the ballpark? I ain't got time to go. This game could be over.
It's done.
By the time we get there.
I know, right?
Joe Stazak, Rob Motti, this was a great, great night. Had a lot of fun with you, man. I enjoyed it. Tyler Goldberg, terrific job. You'll be back tomorrow from
noon to four. Yes, sir.
Flying solo. I'll be back flying solo tomorrow night, 8 to midnight, while the Eagles are practicing. Right during that practice. I'm going to stop by practice. I'm going to come here. Maybe I'll get some reports. Maybe some fans will give me some reports.
Sure,
from
Pratt.
Hey, this guy looks good in 7-on-7s. Yeah. That guy looks good.
Put the fans to use.
Until then, I'm Rob Motti for Joe Stazak, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Nate.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's a Fanatic Fan Fest ticket weekend. Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, is on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. And we've got your tickets all weekend. Keep listening for your chance to win. And we'll see you at Fan Fest 2019 on August 24th. Only from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10 under 28 gigabyte, $10 a month after 22.50 month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or canceled early. Your main amount is due and limited basic after 9.30, 20, pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Data deprioritization during ingestion, coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rules. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-570-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-570-9898. That's 1-800-570-9898. 1-800-570-9898.
It's 5:30 a.m. and you wake up to an alert that your network was hacked. Had you gotten your ISC squared CISSP certification from training camp, you would still be dreaming about the Birds QB winning the MVP this season. Avoid the alert. Wake up and get CISSP certified. Visit us online at trainingcamp.com/CISSP. Visit us today at trainingcamp.com. That's trainingcamp.com/CISSP. And use code FANATIC.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.